This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, this is Rodney P, the Rhythm Killer, sending out some love and some blessings to Miss Sarah Love and my brethren, Mice Diggy. You don't know. I know you work hard for this hip-hop thing, and we appreciate you. Try and know. Big up the whole of the FUBAR family each and every time. Yeah, Rodney P, Rhythm Killers.
Whether or not.
Some think I'm clever. Others think I'm the one who makes too many references to whether or not.
Whether or not.
I set it off on stage. I got something I can't put my finger on that others don't got. So I try real hard to analyze the operation and end up falling even deeper in thought. A vibe's just a vibe, most times I can't describe it. And life delays death, I'm trying to survive it. The seven sins still haunt me at night. I was afraid of the dark, but heard death in the light. So reverse that, be word that, I'm afraid of nothing now. I used to front a little, I ain't even bluffing now. The price to pay, well, probably got it double now. Double trouble when your other gal is catching up. I used to live in a weed spot. Crash came knocking through the door, 13 cops. All just to find a little pistol and weed. Beat the case, now I shall proceed. Whether or not, some think I'm clever. Others think I'm the one who makes too many references to whether or not. Clever. Others think I'm the one who makes too many references to whether or not. Pick a pad up and write a rhime, it's that easy. Oil smear the ink when my hand brush across breezy. I caught the Holy Ghost, born to roll, raised by the corner most. The coroner, the siren singing with the corner folks. The corner store cats who call them opportunists. Don't work, don't eat, but they just not distributors. I've been dope since the riots and loot in 9-2. I've been spitting that dope with dilated it's due. I take my chances and live between the checks of advances. Specs detailed down to nano with the answers. Cannabis lit, you can't tell me a hot damn thing when I sing a song, believe and I drop there. I left off from last time, but now it's been a step up. And every LP that I drop, I keep my rep down. Best kept in that jet town, bet then I'm westbound. No motherfucking rest now, whether or not. Some think I'm clever, others think I'm the one who makes too many references to weather or not. Or not. Some think I'm clever, others think I'm the one who makes too many references to weather or not. Love your fans and like your label. And I ain't making shit for neither, lay that on the table. I'm making shit for me until the vision's done. And let the rhythm hit 'em when the system bump. I'm here to tip the scale in your area. The ups are high, the downs build your character. Middle ground's a dangerous place, 'cause mediocrity be socking everyone in the face. It's still a race to the finish line. I keep the pace, the difference how I finish mine. It's 'cause I disregard the competition. In my own lane, I paint the composition. Calculated moves and working angles. Sweating like a pig, but rapping like an angel. That's how the game goes, still everything remains raw. Staring at the sun, but I'm wishing at the rainfall. Some think I'm clever, others think I'm the one who makes too many references to weather. Or not. Or not. Think I'm clever, others think I'm the one who makes too many references to weather or not. Or not.
Some think I'm clever, others think I'm the one who makes too many references to weather.
That was the sounds of Evidence, Whether or Not. It's produced by DJ Babu, and that's the title track from the brand new album. It's out now on Rhyme Says. Check it out. He's got beats on there as well from Premier, Alchemist, Knots. You've even got the UK's own Budgie there. He's also got raps from Styles P, Rhapsody. It's a dope record, and who knows? You might be hearing Evidence on the hip-hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. Right now it's just Sarah Love, but very soon we shall be joined by the one and only My Siggy. But before we go any further, you know what we have to do? We got to say thank you to Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR. And listen back to that and any FUBAR show. You can also download, stream, all that good stuff. Last week, right here on the Hip Hop Show, we had Iron Bars in the studio and Mr. Slips. It was very, very cool and a really dope open mic as well. So check it out. FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop is the place to go. And today, more goodies galore on the way for you guys. We're going to be speaking to the one and only Rock Marciano about the brand new album. So you know you need to keep it tuned right here. Also, we're going to be catching up with the makers of the documentary A Way of Life. It's a special hip-hop film that you need to know about. Mice is going to be investigating, as always. We hope. And we have a gig guide for you. There's a lot of important jams happening this week too. And the open mic is on the way. And I've got new music for you as well, including brand new Little Fame MOP. But we want to hear from you guys. So hit me up on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. You can also email hiphop@fubarradio.com. Get in touch, because this show is truly about you. But first, let's hit you with something fresh from the UK. This is hip hop. It's FUBAR.
No, bitch, I'm old. That's where I'm from, and that's where I aim to remain. No, bitch, I'm old. Living on road, ain't shit changed.
Nothing.
No, bitch, I'm old.
My caravan doors open up, I jump out.
No, bitch, I'm old.
Right about now, I'm living on shaky grounds.
I was brought up where stray cats get caught up. Living in a converted Ford cargo, stoking the Argo. It's me and my father. If I could go back, there'd be nothing I'd rather. I was raised as a new age traveler. Before I could ride a bike, I was ragging a scrambler. My family stretches across the whole planet's parameter up. Smoke cannabis, death to regret, I'm enough. Watch ketamine infecting my relatives. Where junkies turned to fraggles cause K was cheaper. I used to play the decks and sleep inside the speaker. Young old man before I even hit teens. Raised in the illegal rave scene. Seen a lot of headline nightclubs before 18. Yeah. In fact, before I was 8, as a kid I put the food on the plate.
No, bitch, I'm old. That's where I'm from, and that's where I aim to remain. No, bitch, I'm old. Living on road, ain't shit changed.
Nothing.
No, bitch, I'm old.
My caravan doors open up, I jump out.
No, bitch, I'm old.
Right about now, I'm living on shaky grounds.
The trap of the man, I only fear bricks and mortar. I walk like a giant, just a little bit shorter. Your son's eyes divide me, I flatter your daughter. Of course, the tax man hunt me like the orca. Immigration services say, we should deport you. But I ain't going nowhere, I'm living like an otter. Illegal alien invaded your shores. Breaking down walls like Gilmore and Waters. Whether I'm on land or sea, I'm free to move and pursue what I wanna be. Punks, man, pack can't find me. Off the grid, tax man can't find me. Not at this address, said the man as he stepped out from his brand new caravan. The traveling man with an adamant plan to drop knowledge on the track and not an arrogant rant.
No, bitch, I'm old. That's where I'm from, and that's where I aim to remain. No. I'm old, living on road, ain't shit changed,
nothing.
No, bitch, I'm old.
My caravan doors open up, I jump out.
No, bitch, I'm old.
Right about now, I'm living on shaky grounds.
Let me tell you about the way of the road. Seek yourself by the fire while the tale is told. We live fast, you were frayer than old. I don't have it, no cash, away in my gold.
I was born in a trailer. Really nice song, actually. I'm not ashamed of how I live or where I was born. I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
We get evicted, people come down with eviction notices, then we have to go to court.
And then most of the time we have to go.
Hey, yeah, what's shaking, baby? It's your boy Cool G Rap. Giving a shout out to my homegirl DJ Sarah Love and Miss Digi. You know what I mean? Y'all keep doing your thing on that side, and I'm going to check y'all real soon. Football Radio, baby, let's get it.
Aww.
Word, son. Yeah, that's like one of the few. That's Mount Rushmore there. Hip hop's Mount Rushmore, so you know he can fuck up my neighbor all he likes, boy.
He's earned the right to.
We wouldn't even be here if it weren't for him, man. So
yeah, so yes, we could just let that slide. That last cut, Smellington Piff, NFA, featuring that, DJ Merk on the cuts. It's produced by Ill Informed. Check out the video. It's the first video from his brand new album, No Fixed Abode. And that's dropping on the 28th of March on Real Life Drama Records.
Yo, I'm loving the Smellington Piff. This whole, you know, like, he's proud to be, what do you call them? Travelers, innit? You're not allowed to say. What is it you're not allowed to say? Well, that was me. I was trying to get Sarah to say the forbidden word. Yeah. That, it's amazing, man, and it's just a whole different culture that we may have kind of known a little bit about, you know, when the circus comes around and that, you're like, hey, the travellers are about, but he's, like, really living that life, man. You go follow him on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and you'll see he's always posted pictures of some, oh, yeah, this was me when I was 3 years old. You see him, like, next to all these caravans and that.
I love it.
It's wicked, man.
I love it. So, you know, we'll be keeping you posted with all that good stuff. We've got all them Ill records for you to play right here. I've got some Sean Price on the way for you today, and we're going to be speaking to Rock Marciano very soon. It's myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Miss Digi.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, Miss Digi.
Thank you, man.
It's good to be reunited. And you know, we like to set things off on the show on the positive tip, you know, because it's easy to feel a bit glum and things, but you know, remember, every day is getting longer now and it's noticeable. So, you know, there's lots
3 minutes
to fill.
Longer. Is it 3 minutes? Yeah, it's 3 minutes longer.
Yeah, you're the one with that math. So
3 minutes longer, DJ Sarah Love.
I'm loving it though.
We're getting there. So it's just got to warm up with the jugglings though, you know what I mean? I ain't you know when you're about to leave and you're like, nah, let me get the long johns on just in case, because, you know, it was raining a little bit earlier today, but there could be snow, you know, on the way, so.
Are you joking?
Yeah, we live in England, man, come on.
Is that your forecast or
that's road science. That's okay, like straight okay, up, yeah, people know.
It's just logical.
Yeah. You ain't even got to watch the weather reports for that shit. You know already, like, yeah, let me get these long johns on, bruv. And you keep the ski socks on just in case, boy.
But so much to get through today, and you know, very important.
Big ups
to send out, including Colin, my good friend, avid listener to the Hip Hop Show. Get well soon, man. We love you. We love you so much. And it's kind of like bit of a controversial. Colin's been a bit unwell, but he's recovering. He's doing well, and we love you. And you know, but the next shout out is a bit controversial, really, because you know, I like to kind of try and spread some positivity at the beginning of the show, and you know, it really is positive, you know, but it does kind of warrant a bit of, oh, you're not hearing.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Here we go. Let me get these headphones on right quick. Set the mood. Woo. Emotional moments right here.
It is emotional. Yeah. Let's wait for the strings though.
There you go.
There you go.
That's that feeling right there. Enlightenment, like, enrichment.
This is the sad of the beat dropping.
There's so many different variations of the feelings you get from these strings.
I know, but see? You know,
I was trying to take over there, just chatting shit. Go on. So what is this controversial big up that we're about to?
Well, it's just a bit sad because today is MC Lissy D, aka Fubar Angel Lissy's last show with us.
Yeah. Yeah, moving on. So, you know what I mean? People want to sell out. They want to move on to bigger and better things. It's all good, but I'm just saying. Obviously, you know, what
best
can we say?
Yeah. I really hope that works out for you. Honest. So yeah, I'm just done with that anyway.
Segue.
It's been nice knowing
that
you.
That was an angry segue, Sarah, right there.
On the positive, big up to.
Yeah, now we got a big up Lissy D, a.k.a. LSD, a.k.a. Caitlin Snow. No, is it Caitlin Snow? Yeah, it is Caitlin
That's your
Snow.
Department.
Yeah, because she looks like now she's changed her hair from, you know, but yeah, if you watch The Flash, you know I'm talking about. But yes. Yeah, she's leaving us,
thank
man.
Thank you, MC LSD. You've been so wonderful.
Yes, definitely.
I think she's earned them hip-hop stripes now.
Put it this way, she's put the bar has been raised in terms of like our producers that we've worked with. Yeah. I think Lissy's put the bar up there somewhere.
No pressure, Abby. You know, no pressure.
No, I mean, Abby's always, she knows how to hold it down, yeah. But we know that someone else has got to step in now, you know, in and try and fill those shoes that Lissy stank out.
And they shall succeed. So let's, in fact, give Lissy a little. There you go. You got your three seconds, Lissy. Round of applause.
Good luck as well onto, you know, New Horizons. Don't forget about us as well when you, you know, when you start popping, you go platinum and all that. You know what that means now. You, you know what I mean? You know what platinum means. Man like Lissy. That's how you got to do it, innit? Woman like Lissy. Mm-hmm. See, I said woman, but you didn't clock on. So man then wouldn't be like, right, bruv, why are you trying to switch up the ting though? So woman like Lissy is leaving us. But, you know, I'm sure we're going to stay in contact. We're going to find out when she does go platinum, releasing her rap LP. We'll have her on here as a show, as a, you know, as a guest, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is that right? Once you go platinum, at least. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, right, that's good then.
You know, once you go hip-hop, you can't go back. But yeah, so thank you, Lissy. And, you know, it kind of joins in nicely with this whole weekend has been a celebration of women, really.
I was about to say celebration, bitches. Forgot the word of.
Sorry.
Celebration of bitches.
Yesterday, shouts out to all the mothers, including my mother, who only got a Mother's Day shout out at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Damn. This Mother's Day thing, because I see some people buying birthday presents fucking up. You know what I mean?
Really.
It's like, nice Mother's Day, bruv. It's not her birthday. You're meant to, I don't know exactly what you're meant to do, but at least let her know that you love her. Send her a message. Call her. Tell her the things that she should be hearing all year round. Just like black people on Februarys and Octobers.
You've got to go crazy in February just telling black people how great they are. But, and at the weekend as well was the Women's March. This happened on International Women's Day.
On the weekend?
Yeah, this weekend there was this massive march that went through London. And there was one a couple of weeks ago as well. But this one, it was like thousands of women marched through London calling to an end for violence against women. And this was an event that was organised by Million Women Rise. And it's just, I think it's important to highlight these things. You know, two women are killed every week by their partner. 136.
Two.
Yeah. I know. And just last year, 136 women were killed by men in the UK alone last year. So, you know, there's things going on out there. And shouts out to Mahari Black, the MP, because she spoke in Parliament about...
Sorry.
Because she's been... She was talking... Mice is laughing at me now. No. This is serious issues, Mice.
No, I'm not laughing at that because you was massaging your earlobes.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, them shits look heavy, man. If you see Sarah's earrings...
Door knockers. The door knocker earrings.
If you see the earrings,
you can fit your arms through that they double up as handcuffs.
I saw you massaging the earlobes. I was like, what's she doing? And I went, oh shit, look at them earrings.
Yeah.
Them shits look heavy, boy.
Like, that's like, I don't blame you.
Yeah, get some ice. Can we get her some ice for her earlobes?
No, because
those shits must be hot,
man. They're all good. We're used to this because we're tough. As women. You know what my mum used to say to us when we were
Wakanda
kids?
Juice.
And she'd be like combing our afros. I got a lot of hair, obviously, and be complaining and she'd be like, you must go through pain to be beautiful. That's the time I remember being told.
You're
that.
Lucky. I get a conk on the head.
Yeah, no, it would be a hit with the brush, and then you must go through pain to be beautiful.
Stop crying.
Thanks, Mum.
Bam, you get licks for crying. Imagine that. That's how you the pain threshold barrier is up there.
No, but also the psychology, the mental games, man.
Ooh, happy Mother's Day, though.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. But Mahari Black, MP, I love this woman. She was talking in Parliament about... just the torrent of abuse she gets like on a daily basis.
What's her name?
Mahari Black. She's a Scottish MP. But yeah, she was reading out like all these abusive messages that she gets from trolls and stuff like. But she was reading it out in Parliament where it was just kind of like, oh my gosh. But she said, if it goes unchallenged, it becomes normalised. And if it becomes normalised, there becomes an environment that's easy for women to be abused. And that's what I think is important about, you know, making these sorts of statements where we get to unify and say, nah, we ain't having this, you know. So shouts out to all the strong ladies out there. Shouts out to your future, LSD, because I know it's going to be a bright one. And
just like that hair, boy, I'll tell you that right there now.
Isn't it? And so, but you know, so much to get through. But seeing as we're on that female empowerment tip, and there's
and
been
just
that,
the thing, yeah. I just want to add, yeah, this is why International Women's Day is so important. For women's intuition, you know, maybe like what, 500, 600, 700 years ago, you lot have been getting dumped in the water, called a witch, all this type of shit, just because you, like, I know this motherfucker's cheating on me. Just because of that. Imagine that. Whereas now...
Just for speaking.
Yeah, just for knowing, you know, they were like, oh, she must be a witch. How did she know that? You know, all that kind of stuff.
It's madness.
And yes, we've left that all behind, but there's still a lot more we need to do, mother lovers.
Even just in the last 100 years, even just in the last 50 years, like, there's still so many challenges. And, you know, the way that we overcome this, just like with the civil rights movement in the States, is by having the support of men as well on our side. It's not just like we fight this isolated on our own. So we all have a role to play in making the future the kind of future we want for our kids to live in.
Yes, I'm a proud feminist.
You know?
I'll tell you that right down now.
And to quote... Whitney Houston, you know, I do believe the children are the future and we should treat them well and let them lead the way. But yes.
Read it off like it's just a normal conversation.
You know, and they just need to show us all the beauty, that's the lyric, they possess inside, and just give us a sense of pride. That's what it is. Because to make it easier. And let the children's laughter remind us how it used to be.
Woo!
You know, because I remember long ago. No, sorry, but yeah. Speaking of women's empowerment,
to get to the chorus.
I was going to go all through
that
verses.
Was good though. That really sounded like just someone saying some shit. It sounded like the late great Whitney Houston's lyrical abilities.
But yes, speaking of this hashtag that has been taken over Twitter, you know,
Black Girl Magic.
I think it was probably even more widespread than Black Girl Magic. But I was just waiting for someone to incorporate OC's classic song into this hashtag, which no one really kind of...
Monday Motivation.
No, it was the hashtag Time's Up.
Oh, I was so about to say Beyonce, but let's get into this.
It. Why you lying for? I know where you live. I know your folks. You was a sucker as a kid. Your persona's drama that you acquired in high school and acting class. Your whole aura is plexiglass. What's the face told me you shot this kid last week in the park? That's a lie. You was in church with your mom. See, I know. Yo, slow your roll. Get we good to go. Guys be locking in this thing called rapping just for dough. Of course, we gotta pay rent. So
money connects, but I'd rather be broke than have a whole lot of respect. It's the principle of it. I get a rush when I bust some dope lines or roll that maybe somebody will quote. That's what I consider real in this field of music. Instead of putting brain cells to work, they abuse it. Non-conceptual, non-exceptional. Everybody's either crime-related or sexual. I'm here to make a difference. Besides all the riffing, to traps I'm not sticking. Rappers stop flipping for those who pose lyrical, but really ain't true, I feel.
Their time's limited, hard rocks too.
Joining me on the line now is Mrs. Katie B.
I do love female company. I just love that kind of energy, being surrounded by strong, talented women. Sometimes I do miss it, because all of a sudden I'm like looking around, I'm like, hang on a minute. I need to kind of reach out to more artists that are kind of going through the same thing as me, or organise more sessions, or even give more opportunities to other up-and-coming artists, or shout out to other artists. It's definitely something that is more on my radar. Otherwise, I can feel it. I yearn for it.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
I see time's up. Also, definitely listen back, because this weekend we did a special 24-hour broadcast in collaboration with the UN for International Women's Day. So check that out. It was pretty epic. I took part. We also had Amanda Starr, Isata Sheriff, Maya Jupiter, Tawila from New Zealand. So many amazing people were involved. So definitely check it out. FUBAR Radio.
The manor, yeah.
Come.
The manor was there, innit?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I like the manor. Oh, hey, mate. Oh, baby, mate. Go ahead,
yeah,
dad,
I met them briefly. So, yeah, check it out. This is FUBAR. It's myself, Sarah Love, but right about now.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to hit my music. And when you hit it hard, just like this. God damn, that's a bit too hard.
Steady
What's
on.
Going on, ladies and gentlemen? I go by the name. Wait, before I do that, let me introduce y'all to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need, bubble lovers. That's right. I heard they got some lemon tree out there. I might have to mix that with the shishkaberry. Those who know, know. You know what I'm saying? It's your favorite flavors. And me? Well, my name is none other than the one and only One Hair on the Chest. Mm-hmm. That's right. My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name My Sack.
Hayes, man, take this from me quick. Real bad.
Yeah. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
All right, I will in a minute, bitch. I just got some investigations to do. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to LSD. I heard you leaving. I said, you lucky, because I was about to put you on the street making some goddamn money, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
The new haircut.
This week's... is that... You don't call that a haircut. Yeah, hairdo.
Hairdo.
It's hairdo, isn't it?
Call it pimping. Straight pimping.
I'm interested in how the colour changes like that. That's pretty cool, man.
Women's
two for one.
Things.
Yo, this week's investigation comes courtesy of... Did you so you might have missed it then. Last night the crush was on. Well, not just last night, it was on over the weekend basically.
I didn't realise it was actually crush, but I did see a video of a dog who was just enjoying it.
Yo, the dog's give. I just can't. It was used to, it was near, it's in Earl's Court where they do it, so okay. We always used to see when they're picking up. But I just love looking at dog. I don't really want a dog.
No.
Like, I want a dog, but I don't want to have to do all the shit that you gotta do to look
no
after a
way.
Dog.
No way. You
it's
might as well
much.
Get a child.
Yeah, at least the child like will pay you back when it gets older, you know?
That's the theory.
That's what's meant to happen. Mm. Yeah, so I was watching Crafts because the shit cracks me up anyway. Just when you see the little dogs, like, I wonder whether they know or not what they're involved in, you know? Or they're just like, brother, yeah, you want me to stick my tail out? Like, all right, I'll just trot on my toes or whatever. Just make sure you give me some of them shits. They're sweet.
That's
you know,
so
they get
cute.
The little treats and that.
Yeah.
So I was cracking up watching it, man, and...
They are so dumb, though, dogs.
I don't, well,
I don't know, man. They're quite intelligent.
They're just waiting on every beck and call that you have. Like, they're not thinking for themselves. They're just like waiting for you to, like...
The craziest thing about dogs as well is that all they want to do is play. That's it. They don't, like, even the work shit for them is play. Like, I drag this. Okay.
Find this.
And it's mad, like, how they have different... what would you call them? They're tiers or... You know, so you got the terrier group.
You got the... not species, what's it called? Breeds.
Breeds. Yeah, I guess it's the breeds, isn't it? Yeah. But, yeah, I guess it is what you'd kind of call them the breeds as, because you got different breeds within, say, the hunting group or the... Do you get what I mean?
Okay, yes.
But the way these dogs are being revered, I was like, man, you know, what other animals could we look at that could be revered in this way?
Aww.
So that's why this week, Mice Investigates, for all you mother lovers out there, I love the dramatic... What other animals do you think we need to celebrate like Crufts do with dogs?
And then there's like the different, the different thing. Where my dogs at?
Where my dogs at?
Yeah.
Thank you. Remember DMX used to bark, but even his dog bark was like, right, that's a pretty tame dog there.
Yeah, it was sort of chesty. He needed to put cracky. More of his diaphragm into it.
Nah, he's just got that crack voice, so you can just...
Wasn't he in jail recently?
Yeah,
I mean?
Well... How recent do you want to go, DJ Sarah Love? You know what I mean?
I'm not laughing at
him. Nah, man. He knows. He brought it on in himself, man. There's a lot of artists out there that bring a lot of things on themselves. And what can you do, man? That's part of his nature. He's been like that from before he blew up as DMX.
Yeah.
He was in and out of jail. Aww. Do you know what I mean? So, but
back to Crufts.
Back to Crufts, you know. Man, some of the... I don't know if anyone had a look at Crufts there. Go to my Instagram. I posted the video because this shit was hilarious.
Not the one when the dog was just like hyping around the same thing.
There's a lot of them that do that shit. I'm surprised no dogs are just like, yo, I need to piss badly. Let me just...
I think they do sometimes.
Do they?
And then that's what's so cute because they're in front of thousands of people. They're like, yeah, I'm just doing this right here.
Sarah, someone tried to move to the winning... that's what it looked like. I've heard other news now, but someone tried to... So a greyhound won. I think it was a greyhound that won. Or Whippet, sorry. Let me get this right.
Yes,
before
exactly.
They get on my
before,
case.
Yeah, you'll get trolled.
The Whippet won, but then as soon as the Whippet won, the woman's holding the the dog. She's like... And then she's like... And she grabs the dog. It looked like someone was trying to jack...
The
winning, yeah. Okay, someone ran from the crowd and tried to grab the dog.
Damn. No, but they're worth money.
Imagine, but where the fuck are you gonna go? It's in the middle of this arena, big ass arena. My man come running past, zoom, you just see the woman's face. I put it on my Instagram, at my Stiggy. You just see, when you see the woman's face, like that, and she just grabbed the whippet. The whippet's like, oh, shit, what's going on here?
Nah, I'm not meaning to laugh, because imagine how, like, traumatic that is for the owner. Like, they love their
dogs.
Yeah,
she must have been baffled, like, what? Like, someone's really going to try to jack the dog. That's what it looked like. I've got to say, that's what it looked
happens.
Like. But apparently people are saying it was Peter, you know, not Peter and
Andre?
Paul.
No, what? That was the first beat of the game. Yeah. Oh, really? I don't know why.
The tune.
I'm just thinking of him. Cha-la-la-la-la-la. Hear me, girl!
Jeez! Yeah, Peter. Somebody from PETA.
Yeah.
Which is, you know...
Oh, is Crufts bad, according to them?
It's a bit late. Bad? I don't even think it's a bit late to say Crufts is bad now. Like, come...
No, but come on. People were saying that about slavery when slavery ended. Come on, man. Don't you think it's a bit late to be complaining about this?
No, true. But what... it's a bit, little bit different, though. It's a little bit different.
Slightly different.
The thing is look, like, dogs have been bred, you know, like this for years.
Mm.
It's not, like, really something brand new to go... Oh. Like, most of these dogs all come from the same... When you look at a wolf, that's the shit they come from.
Yeah.
When you look at the little toy
but
dogs...
they have
the
feelings. they have feelings.
But all I'm saying is, them little, like, puffy dogs, you know, the little chihuahua ones, or the big, gruesome, like, just dribbling everywhere dog, they all come from the same damn wolf.
Yeah,
so this is years of all that shit happening.
Shouts out
to
PETA.
It's like, bruv, you lot are a bit late on this. Like, regardless of... however they feel. Maybe they're upset that the dogs are being put on show, but them dogs look happy as fuck when they're, yo, give me the munchies. You want me to do this? All right, just give me the munchies. They look cool.
They're dumb, though. Oh, it's because the Petal was saying that they described Crufts as canine eugenics and said the activists were protesting against extreme breeding.
Yeah, there's definitely something to that.
I know. There and is. When they, like, clip the dog's tails and all that stuff,
yeah,
and then,
sure.
like, you have these dogs that have mad, you know, problems.
Dogs, they look
genetic
confused.
Problems because they've been bred, like, so within certain breeds, yeah. they have.
I ain't going to lie. I got some friends
or, you
with
know,
that shit. The dogs, you know, when the dogs are. It's not growling, that's the dog breathing. It sounds
riders.
Like it's snoring, but it's wide awake. I gotta look at my brethren, like, that, you know, I don't want to say nothing, but it's like, bruv, you feel that's right. When them dogs.
Fifi, me.
Come over here. He's like, bruv, Fifi sounds like he's dying, man.
Oh,
and why does he have to be called Fifi? It's a fucking boy. Yeah. But, you know, so I see where Petter's going with it, but the shit, they should have made it look a bit more like it was a protest. That shit just looked like, right, man's trying to move to the greyhound. Man could make some bees off this greyhound, bruv. It looked like a greyhound. Fuck you if it's a whippet.
Yeah. They won't know.
Yeah, at least make it look like, you know what I mean? You lot, there's a statement being made about this. All it looked to me was like, oh shit.
Oh, someone's trying to move to. Had a heart attack.
Have you seen the woman's face as well?
But the dog didn't attack either.
Nah, the dog was shitting itself because he's like, yo, what the fuck? Why is she grabbing me like that?
I love your insight into the dog psychology.
Yeah, check on my Insta. You'll see it, man. I should have done some commentary over it so you like realise what's going on.
And then you see
there was rugby tackles. Man was slide.
Really?
Yeah, I see a dude. He tried to do some like Cagney, not Cagney, ladies. Starsky and Hutch. Nah, some old school slide. It was like a rugby move. Yeah. It was like a baseball.
Slide.
You know, baseball. Like, he tried to hit. Yeah, Mama did some mad like, like
he's
this.
Like,
what are you doing?
Step,
and he fucked up. Whoa, step, like that. That's what it looked like. Rugby tackles. It was all cut. They were not expecting that. You could tell they were like, oh shit, someone's really trying to.
In Chelsea as well, they're not really ready for that.
Yeah,
but they have all those weird categories in Crufts as well, where it's like. What, there's ones where it's just kind of showing off my dog's more fly than yours, and then the one when
they've got to
do the circuit.
Yeah.
But then you see that one when the dogs just stand there, and apparently because they want the tail to stay up, so tap the dog's bum hole.
Yeah. There was a chick doing that. I was like, right, really? And I swear I saw her scratch her eye. Her eyelid, she rubbed her eyelid. I was like, you fucked up there, boy. I don't know. I don't care how much you love a dog. There's no way I'm tapping his butt cheek and then scratching. Like, it looked
it's
like
not
she...
even the butt cheek. It's the butt hole.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I weren't really trying to look too deep into it. Where exactly, what area of the buttocks she was tapping. But it looked like she tapped it as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They do that to keep the tail up.
The middle finger. I was like, I tried. I got the magnifying glass. I was like, yeah, she fucked up. Then I saw her rubbing her eye. I was like, for real, what a career choice. Abby just said, like, it's. I mean, they look like they're enjoying it.
Who, the dogs or the owners?
The owners as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of weird, though. Some of them, they're like, yeah, you might want to do a bit more running first before you try running around. You might fuck up your knees. Them cankles. Yeah. Some people, they look like, you're like, rah, they've got to run as well. I forgot. And that's where it looks awkward. They might fuck it up. The dog's all like, just straight. Everything's all live.
Loving
chest
life.
All out. Yeah. And then they fuck it up because they, you know, they just not, they don't look
they didn't
fit
do the
enough
same
to
training. Imagine, there's probably like the dog universe on Twitter, isn't there? Twitterverse of all like these dog owners.
Yeah, definitely. It's a whole world. I was like, wow. I just love watching it because of all that. Just amazed that. Russ, and this, they had one little one. They had a little, I think it was the terrier
category.
And they kept calling it Papillon. They kept calling it, yes, and the Papillon in French and his butterfly.
Yeah.
So I knew that because I learned all swear words and Papillon when I was out touring in France. So now I'm looking at the dog, I was going, oh shit, it does look like a butterfly as well. I was getting mad into it, Sarah. I made a cup of tea. Ooh, lovely, sit down.
Sky past it.
So I was cracking up, man. The whole thing was just hilarious. But then when I see the gangster move like that, this is right at the end.
Aww.
When they've gone, yeah, here's the winner. And then she breaks. So it just topped
how
it all
scary.
Off. So yeah,
no,
I was wondering.
I can't stand cruelty to animals. It upsets me.
Yeah. I think it's a really weird one with dogs. And obviously with where we are in the world now, you know, people, you can see that, yeah, there is something wrong with doing that. You know, you can't say that it's right, but all these breeds are here now. They're already here. So I, obviously, I don't know how deep they get into like trying to make the perfect breed, but it is deep. Like, oh, the woman, yeah, don't just look at them and watch them jog, doing the little like Fifi walks and all that. She goes and starts massaging them. She's like, yeah, let me feel here the kishki. She's
special
got the nuts and that.
No,
she, yeah, I didn't see her do that. She probably does though. She has to look. Thing. You got to at least look to see if the kishkis are, you know, both the same size or something. I don't know.
They get measured too.
But she's all touching the muscles, the legs, this, that. So it's not just like, look at it. You can't just jerk it. You know, like how pause, women, yeah, do with the hair. Yeah, yeah, pause. You can't, I mean, like, you can't fake it. Like, with, you know, put the paper clips. Yeah. Paper, no, yeah. You know how people do with the hairstyles. Yeah, it looks like it's big. Nah, you can't do none of that because she'll be in there just like fingering up the dog. Not actually, I mean, massaging the body, not patting the booty.
I'm loving this hip hop's outlook on crafts.
Yeah, but it's an interesting thing to watch. And what I'm trying to get at is that, yeah, I can see there is some messed up stuff that PETA and then people will be looking at and thinking, come on, this is not right. But I just feel like all these breeds are already here. So, you know, at least let them, at least let Fifi, you know, do all this little papillon walk for
like
some
that,
reason.
Man.
Yeah.
Don't scare Fifi like
so
that.
So I wanted to find out what other animals we should be celebrating in the same way. Obviously went down to the old digital pub, which is Facebook, for those who don't know. Yeah, all you lonely people know what I'm talking about. Shout out to Sam Stranix. He's out in the, he's actually out somewhere on the mountains skiing and that, so it's really kind of him to give
you
us this. He says giraffes.
Hey.
Simple, isn't it?
Crafts for giraffes, damn, where would we house that?
Yeah, it'd have to be in Africa. You have
Wakanda.
To do it in the motherland. Yeah, you have to go to Wakanda for that, boy. I don't know.
Giraffes,
the only thing I'm thinking
would
about
be quite
it,
interesting.
Yeah, but how many different breeds of giraffes are there? That's what I was wondering. Like, can you really? Can we pull
is
that off?
Is there just one breed of giraffe?
They
no,
all
but
look
then
the
we just start
same.
That YouTube.
They all look the same to me.
They all look the same to me.
They all look the bloody same. Of course we can. And then also, what type of? Okay, so we have crafts for giraffes. What would it be like? Oh, the length of his neck. The length of his
no,
tail.
It would be like his gait when he or she walks, like who's more graceful.
Have you seen when giraffes are running?
Yeah. Or no, you see when a giraffe
mad,
has
awkward,
been born.
Man.
Have you seen
yeah,
a giraffe giving
baby giraffe.
Birth? No, but it's when they're actually giving birth.
Yeah, it's kind of, they just stand there, innit? It's kind of weird, like
it
squeeze.
Sort of just drops out, yeah.
Yeah, man. And that's a long
that's
ass drop.
Incredible.
That's a long ass drop for a baby, boy. That's imagine we gave birth like that.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, in underwater though, you can do that in the water. Just,
yeah,
baby,
hey,
come out all
backstroking. Comfortable. Yeah, whatever's comfortable. No, crafts for cats. Do they have that?
They should do, but I can imagine it would be very hard to keep the cats like in one place.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, it'd be kind of mad. Also, shout to Gleam. He says it's not animal related. He says, well, some of them are. He says this already happens with girlfriends. It's called a nightclub.
Liberty.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to say. Do we have an equivalent for men? We need crafts, but for men.
Yeah, we don't, you know what I mean? Men don't really get love like that, DJ Sarah Love. You know what it is? It's the fucked up men out there. There's too many fucked up men. There's too many like...
We're in it for all the good guys.
For the good guys. Same
seriously.
With black men as well. You know what I mean? I always talk about this every other week, probably. How it even happened today. I came up the FUBAR mansions lifts.
Yeah.
And there was a lady in there.
Yeah.
Well, I went in and she came in and I said, oh, what floor do you want? And she just looked shocked, like, whoa, this big black guy asked me which floor. Number four. I said, okay, bam. See, she doesn't know that I used to live in an estate where I'm on the ninth floor. So it was standard when you get in the lift, what floor do you want?
Yeah.
But to her, it was like, oh, wow, he's so polite. And I was just like, yeah, whatever. Came out, and then you know how many doors we got to get through to get to here. You're just constantly walking through this corridor. And she had all this stuff in her hand, so I kept opening the door for her. She's like, oh, sorry. I goes, no, that's all right. I said, oh, it's such a long walk, isn't it, going through here? But she was baffled because she was like, oh, shit, I thought he was going to rob me.
See, we need to put contests like that into the Crufts for Men.
Yeah,
I'm down with Crufts for Men. Let's make this happen, yeah? Abby and LSD got my back. Right after this, we're going to be speaking to the one and only Rock Marciano. Hit us up with your answers at Foodbar Radio on Twitter. Email us hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Remind them of the question, Mice.
Yes, the question is, in light of Crufts over the weekend, what other animals do you think we need to celebrate like Crufts does with dogs?
Yeah.
The Música, the hairy fraud.
I can tell by your beard you don't love a law. You got the Brian Gumbel face. It go waste removal. We dispose brothers. Embarrassing the family. Keisha Cole mother. Man down, stand down, blam rounds. That bitch niggas thinking that me and my camp clowns. Listen, Ringling brothers and barning them belly. I'm strangling brothers, I'm harming them daily. I shoot a fair one with the midget. Duke, I shoot an air gun at a pigeon. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Y'all niggas is banner weights. Fucking with the white, with the Tony Montana face.
Come here.
Andre Iguodala. I smack shit out of you. Make your padre give me dollars. I'm not just a rapper. I'm a painter by trade. Abstract art. Just throw a grenade to your brains. Word to me, get mine. Every word from P. Divine. I smack shit out of niggas dressing like he is Sean.
The beat crazy on the daily. Surf bullets across your temple, get grazed it. Blood pouring out that vein, that's not wavy. All I do in this world is get the money mainly. All I want in this world, my pretty little cheese. 4 pound in her Chanel clutch. Yeah, that's sweet for the life. I'll put your brain next to your feet. Break all your toy soldiers and make it complete. To take a couple double shots with the team and party like it's 2020 on the beach. Life is what you make it, so I made it iconic. I fuck her so good, yeah, my dick is bionic. I'm dope like chronic, I'm nasty like vomit. I spit up a verse, on your level, I'm beyond it. Black Mafia, infamous, on that mob shit. Baby, you are now rocking with the best. We good regardless.
A mí me encanta la letra P. Tiene un flow tan bien. Y me encanta el estilo sonido. No puedo dejar de pensar en la letra P. Es lo mejor que hay.
SP the Ghost. D-Block. Yeah.
I hear you talking, but it don't mean shit. Cause niggas are pop on you like SEAL Team 6.
Pop on you, nigga.
Cheers to the killers in limousines, dopes from Thailand. For the ship through the Philippines, soak the kerosene and thrown in the guillotine. Burnt with your head cut off, you don't dream. Your gelatin, my skeleton is like Wolverines. Your family come for revenge, blow them to smithereens. I'm like Morpheus on opiates. Matrix, facelift with the can opener. Gatling on the stand whenever the van open up. Door slide, the pit'll hit your face like it's rawhide. Bullets hit your teeth like it's fluoride. I'ma bring you through hell, be the tour guide. So what you want, the Hulk or the 4-5? Don't you ask me about no rappers, they can all die.
Three Lyrical P's, Sean Price, rest in peace, featuring on that cut. Prodigy, rest in peace. I can't even believe that I'm saying that. Styles P. It's produced by Harry Ford. That was taken from the Imperious Rex album. It's out right now on Duck Down. Go and pick it up on iTunes and all those good places. This is Foodbar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, my Stiggy.
And right now, we're joined on the line by the one and only Rock Marciano. Can you hear me?
Yes. What up, y'all? What up?
It's good to hear your voice. Welcome back to the show.
Likewise, man. Thanks for having me again. I'm saying, UK, what up?
Of course, man. Of course, bruv. You know we're still waiting for you over here, man.
No doubt. I know. We're working on it.
Yeah.
So we got the Rosebud Revenge 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put that out.
It seems like this.
How
just,
y'all liking that?
Oh, I'm loving it. But yeah, it's man. Like flown by since the Rosebud's Revenge, the part one release.
Why is it called The Bitter Dose? Mm-hmm.
Why is it Bitter Dose?
Yeah.
Because it's so ill, it's hard to swallow. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm
saying? I like that.
Yeah.
So,
giving it
something. Yeah. I like that.
I knew you'd have something for that.
Slick.
Typical smooth. Yes, man.
But when you first dropped the album, it was first only available on rockmarcy.com, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you were selling it for $30, have I got that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we saw people were getting a little bit angry about that. Can you explain why you did that?
Why I did it?
Mm.
I mean, I just wanted to give people that really support me an opportunity to support me in the way that they want to support me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
like that. Really, that it's really that simple. You know,
but you see, a lot of people, I think, they don't really see how much things have changed in terms of how a musician or an artist earns a living these days. Because I think in the past, you know, it was easy to earn a living as a performer or from selling physical copies of like your record, your album, single or whatever. But now we're in this streaming era. But, you know, where the revenue works out way different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's no big story. Everybody knows this streaming don't pay out much. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you think the big title thing was about when they was having this big issue with, you know, Apple and starting with Tidal and, you know, people, you know, not being happy about, you know, the payout on streaming. It's like, I didn't create that story. That story's been there way before me.
But you releasing the album in the way you did, that was your response to basically the status quo right now with how music comes out through streaming only?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it had nothing to do with, like anything anybody else was doing or, you know, it wasn't, like, to get back at any streaming services or anything. It's just a smart business move, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really, you know, I don't think it's rocket science. I just thought that it's a smart thing to do when you have a fan base and you want to create products for them. You should want to support you, not a company. The company don't care about me. Apple Music don't care about me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Spotify don't care about me. Tidal don't care about me. So if you come speak to me, that way you know that your support is reaching me. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much, you know. Yeah. That's what it's all about in a nutshell.
I think it's interesting because, like, I've seen of late, you know, obviously speaking on what Sarah's talking about, where the game has sort of changed in that way. And now I see a lot of labels, on the same day that they'll release the album, they'll put the whole stream of it on YouTube, on their YouTube channel. So I guess they try and get back from the streams off of that, monetizing it, and so on and so forth. But I think that similar to what you've done, this is, you know, it's like a different way that artists can look at how they can sell their music. I know, like, was it Nipsey Hussle did it a few years back where he was selling his for, what was it, like $50 or $100 or something like that for one copy?
I think it was $100. I think one project was $100 and the other one was $1,000.
So when I heard that, you've done,
you know,
it for...
And, you know, just for one.
Yeah, just for one.
Yeah, just for 30.
Exactly. So I was
And I did this for Rosebud Part 1. So I did it for Rosebud Part 1.
Oh.
And that's another reason why I kept doing it, because it worked.
People
act like I didn't do this for Part 1. I did this for Part 1.
So maybe this time
around. And after I did this for Part 1, Jay-Z put his album out exclusively on Tidal. Was that a big story?
Yeah, when he did that for...
That wasn't no big story. He sent everybody the Tidal, because that's his shit.
Yeah, because that's his shit.
Everybody the Tidal for a week for his project. That wasn't no big story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But with a little, because that's big fish, little fish, you know what I'm saying? So when the smaller guy does it, it's like everybody's, you know, clutching their pearls. But nah, it's just really that simple. Like, he put, trust me, other artists are doing it too. You know what I'm saying? I didn't create the blueprint, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I'm just another on board.
But I think the thing is also is that now, you know, probably there's more eyes and ears on you as well. So you're going to get more people talking about it in that way. Do you know what I mean?
More than Jay-Z?
No, more than...
More than in the past.
More than the version
he
of
liked that. He liked
Rosebud's Revenge 1. And you probably are getting spoken about more than Jay-Z in certain circles, man. Let's be honest about that.
Oh, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me to decide. But all I'm saying is to put it up on the website before I put it out on streaming services. I ain't the only one doing it. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
No, so, but it's...
Yeah, I didn't invent it. I don't want to sit here and act like I'm being super innovative or nothing like that. Like, you know, I'm just, you know, getting it how I live.
Yeah, but no, it's been ill to see the response and also just like the solidarity behind this album, The Bitter Dose, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it had a good reaction.
It was made for, you know, the reactions were great, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you listen to it, it's made. This album wasn't made for somebody who don't got $30, man. I'm sorry. You ain't got $30, man, to support me. This one wasn't for you. Got plenty of other ones. Those ones are for you. This one wasn't for you.
Why do you say that?
You know what I'm saying? And I'm fine with that.
That's kind of cold-blooded, some people would say. Some people would be like, that's cold-blooded. I'm broke right now. Like, I ain't got a spare thing.
Hey, man, you know, this one wasn't for you then. You know, and that's fine. Like, you go into Gucci, you're not going to be like mad saying, damn, why they want 1,500 for these ones? You just going to go get the $300 ones that you can afford. You ain't gonna complain. Yo, how come these ones are $1,500? I have plenty of projects out. I have so much music out that people could listen for free. You know what I'm saying? You can literally go get a lot of my music for free. So this one was for the people who really wanted to support me. And now it's free. The people who wanted to support me off the top, they bought it off the top. People who didn't really believe in me to that degree where they wanted to put up $30, they have it now. It's free to stream.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's happy, but you can't get off the rip if you're not going to support me. You can't have it. You can't have it when you want it. You get it when you get it.
Mm. Mm. And I see that on the album, it's not like you've got a crazy amount of features, you know, as usual. And you've produced most of it as well, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's so I feel like it's got a real Rock Marcy sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is this something that you've made for the fans, like, or is this just you having your own like experience? You know, you just doing this for yourself?
Did I do what myself?
Have you made this album like just for your own self, like what you're into, or is this something where you crafted it for the fans, like you're saying there, like this isn't for you, for some people who ain't got $30?
Well, every album that I make, I'm trying to impress myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm not thinking about how people are going to, you know, receive the music when I'm making it.
Okay.
How much?
I'm making music. Yeah, I'm making music. Like, I'm challenging myself. So that's what I'm doing when I'm making music.
What would you say you've enjoyed most about making this album then?
What did I enjoy most? I enjoyed mostly everything, every part of making this album. I enjoyed rapping to those beats. I enjoyed the collaborations, you know, that I did. You know, when I did have collaborations, I enjoyed that too. You know, so every part, I can't, you know. As far as the act of making music, I love making music, so I enjoyed making every project.
That's important. But then when you're making the music, like, what do you use when you're making beats?
MPC 2500.
And everything on this album was made on that?
Not everything, because I didn't do everything.
Ooh.
But all my beats, all my beats were on.
Oh, nice.
And so if you were, like, what would you say to someone who hasn't heard the record yet? Like, why, what is it that really you'd say to sell it to them if they're, you know, new to the Rosebud Revenge experience?
I'm an artist, I'm not a salesman, you know what I'm saying? You just got to listen to it. If they're blessed enough to actually get put onto it or listen to it one day, hopefully that's enough. Press and play should be enough. My sales pitch can't make you like my music. Press and play should be enough, man. That's all I can say.
Mm.
You know, give it a listen.
When did the last one come out again? I was trying to remember the release date.
Last year.
It last year. I forgot what date, but it was like the beginning of the year. Pretty much like the same time.
Damn, this year has flown by already. But, you know, and that's why we want to make sure that we're representing some of the Rosebud's Revenge on this show as well for the people. Because I just think there's so much good hip-hop around at the moment and not everyone knows necessarily how to find it. And, you know, so that's why we like to give that service here on the show. So thank you so much for speaking to us today.
No doubt. Thank you for having me.
What's going to be happening up next now that the album is out then?
I just released a video today, actually, a couple of hours ago. I released a video for the two-part video for The Sauce and Courtney's featuring Ice Cream Bronson.
Yeah,
I should play those, matter of fact. I ain't in a Rosebud, man.
And that's what I was going to play for the people right now. And then this one's produced by you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, both of those are produced by me.
Okay, so let's drop that for the people. Thank you so much for catching up with us today, Rock.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you.
And I love the supporters in the UK, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I always make comment, you know, to holler at y'all.
Yeah, man. Everyone's waiting to see you live, bruv. Same as I said last year, man. We can't wait.
Word, I appreciate it, man. For real. I holler at y'all all my releases, man.
Yes, definitely. So we'll see you on tour in the UK this summer, Rock Marciano, right?
No pressure.
We should be, you know what I'm saying? We should be able to. I got some things in the work.
All right, wicked.
Well, keep us posted and take care. And let's play this for the people now. This is Corniche Master featuring Action Bronson on this cut taken from the brand new album, Rosebud's Revenge 2, The Bitter Dose. Mm. Peace out, Rock Marciano.
Thank you. Peace out.
Fuck you out here, nigga. Better boss, burgundy sables, ride purple label, burst in the stable. Shouts out to 38, burnt the potato. You know my work, this ain't that same old, same old. My DNA was close to Sango. To stay afloat, I bet my favorite raincoat. This made a sway hole, I was made to persuade hoes. These ain't the days of old, I spray you then hossa. Luego, what's a hossa? That's a pig that's not flying straight, yo.
Straight, yo.
I hold a waist for you in San Diego. Don't go Plaxico, your own fat toe. Now you a saint, said you was trained to go. Don't hang your head low, brother, pain is growth. How could I still be getting better? I disclaim but won't. I know some haters don't promote, but some say I'm the GOAT. Why try and fix this shit if it ain't broke? Sling Ayo kept my neighbors woke. I was still focused on ways of making dope.
Get it?
Wrap the brick up like it's mum ride.
The
plot to fly or not, conspire, running by my young guy in a Hyundai.
Get on the night.
It's a done job, chop a dump at your bumper clyde, whatnot.
Bang,
fuck
bang.
Em, we don't got no love for the other
no
side.
Lie.
Touch you, cut you, a slice of humble pie, life's like a jungle.
Like a jungle.
I got too much hustle to suck and jaw like some do. I might become a Jew with dumb lore. The max sound like a drum lore. The Brussels is colorful like some chunks of fruit. Stop riding dick truth in the muscle group. The bus moves,
bus moves.
Hot sucker, don't forget the lick nuts too.
Nas, nigga, you already know what the fuck it is, sucker.
It's me.
They
try to kidnap this best-selling author like misery. What I do? Escape the situation like wizardry. Blacked out on your mans, now they call him Ed with scissor feet. Paul picked me up, told him meet me by the river, B.
Right over there.
Two guns just for symmetry. Bitch, I had that shit on me when I was playing Little League. Yeah, your boy is first class, I never seen the middle seat.
Nope.
Bitch, I'm talking literally. Motherfuckers ain't never seen Italy.
No,
Jesus out the grave, found him rocking a chain. My face was on his piece, ain't no tapping my name.
Damn.
For over 20 years, your boy's been whipping traps in the rain.
Fact.
Butt naked, playing second, I'm on top of my game.
Fact.
Double dragons on my head, two M5 wagons, blue and red. I hit that shit so good, I can't even find my bread.
Fuck it,
I know it's here somewhere. Fuck it, I guess I'll find it soon, some year. It's me.
Hey, it's been a wonderful night for me. A big night for me. This is the Red Fox say, this was the big one. Feel me? All those cameras, this made me feel like it really made me feel like I was the icon. Now I didn't realize, I didn't really know I was this big in the game. Until tonight.
You didn't listen to me. I've been telling
you. Tell the light. Now, my God, son, be telling me this, but I didn't believe it. That's the way you
are. Fubar Radio presents
Alan McSwiggan.
I am joined by the wonderful, the spectacular. It is Amelia Ace.
I thought everyone had watched shows like sitcoms and gone, okay, so we have to be interested in sex. And then once my friends started, you know, talking about sex, I literally thought it was like this whole big thing no one was talking about.
It's a big conspiracy.
No one truly actually liked sex or wanted to have it. They all just kind of had grown up watching TV and thought therefore they had to.
Yeah.
And then eventually I went, oh no, wait, that's just my experience.
Sure.
Every Wednesday. From 6 PM, FUBAR Radio.
Uh-huh. It is FUBAR with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Yes, Mice. And Mice was asking about alternatives for crufts earlier. I think we need man crufts.
Man crufts, whatever that means. It sounds like some kind of disease that you don't want to
like
catch. But man crufts. Boy, man got the man crufts, you know. Don't lie. That's it. Boy, man, you can stay over there, bro.
I think that's
so what would
an
be involved
need.
When you say man crufts? Well, you know,
I think there'd be tasks like how you described. You were asking the lady which floor she needed in the lift and then holding the door, you know, tests like that.
The foot, you got to do the
general
foot
manners.
Smell, the foot smell test.
The foot smell test. Just general manners and ability to not be a knob.
Yeah, it'll be quite hard to
measure.
For you, that's quite a hard one because that's quite subjective. So I've got a few more answers out there. Shout out to Dominic Bandoni. So the question this week was, what other animals do you think we need to celebrate like crufts do with dogs? Dominic just says simply, sharks.
That would be tough too.
That would be tough, but I think it would be a good one because you got a bunch of different breeds. And now we have the basking shark. As you can see, his owner's gone. Get another one in there. But what I've noticed now is that people can, there's a lot more videos of people swimming with sharks because they've learned about the, you know, the snout thing. So you, what happens? I think this when you touch a shark's snout.
Oh, you
snout,
punch them in the nose,
No, you don't punch it. You just like cup it. Like the balls.
Okay.
Now you just kind of palm his snout, and then it either hypnotizes them or they just fall asleep. Yeah, so now they go upside down and all that. And you can see it, if you don't believe me, you can see it, it's live on TV.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Now you're getting a lot more people brave enough to swim with a shark. One day I'll get there. I don't know if I could do it now, though.
I like these answers at hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
It says 100%. We need more sloth appreciation. They're just living their best lives, sleeping and eating.
That's and pooing.
Ciara.
Sleeping
you never
pooing.
See a sloth poo.
No, but isn't it like, it's because it's so rare, it's like once a month or something, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I don't know. Did we sloth. Discuss this once?
Nah, I don't know much about sloths, man. They're just some awkward looking. Have you ever seen when...
But they look like they're smiling all the time.
Happy. Either that or they're high as fuck. They look like they're mad high.
I think
like,
it's koalas get high on the eucalyptus in there.
Yeah. But, high or drunk, whatever you want to call it. But have you seen when the sloth, like, because some birds are trying to hunt, they go at the sloth, you know, so they're trying to peck at the sloth. And the sloth is like, oh, get away. Like that mad sloth.
Like,
he's trying to shoot them. Get away.
But those birds are their friend because I think they, like, eat off, like, some bacteria that live on them because they're just so...
Yeah, but I think some of the birds are really trying to peck out that brain, like, bro, you dumb as shit. I can grab this. You know what I mean?
Rats.
Penguins be like, yo, I could get this. Crust for snakes, Matt says. He says, the best creatures on the planet... could have snake charming, skin shedding, and all sort of competitions with that. That's a good one.
But the snake charming, that's kind of mean as well. Like, because they sort of like hypnotize and making the snake do something it doesn't want to do.
It doesn't even do it. It just kind of dances, isn't it? The snake is just like Beyonce.
Yeah,
that's all the snake's doing. I don't know.
They could have tunes to go along with it and everything. Hey, Matt, you're onto something there. Set it up, man.
All right. Check what Rack says. He says, I've seen some places do elephant polo. Why don't we just have some sort of animal Olympics already?
Oh, yeah,
PETA would be all over. The reason why I'm asking, this is the investigation this week, is because we had the crufts over the weekend.
Yeah.
And did you see it? Did you watch?
No.
Bruv, you gotta watch crufts, man.
So, missing out.
Someone tried to, like the one dog that won,
yeah?
Then it looked like someone was trying to move to the dog, like, yeah, let me, that's the winner. Bam, I'm gonna get that and breed it up with my little. Yo, but they got slide tackle, rugby tackle, all kind of tackle down. And I was just watching it like,
Where the fuck were they? Where did they think they were gonna go? Like grabbing the dog, they gotta whip it. Whip it gets out of your hand. It's off. Pew. You ain't getting that dog. That was the. But apparently it was PETA that were going, and they. This was their like.
Oh, what, it was like a protest.
Yeah, it was a weird ass protest.
Because it's like cross is like mean because it's like eugenics on dogs and stuff.
Yeah, but whatever that doing means. It, Fred. It's not like,
no, but that's what we were talking about earlier on the show. Yeah, Mice was saying, yeah, isn't like, it a bit late to bring this up
exactly,
now?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but then
when
we
domesticated them as... whenever, hunter-gatherers.
Yeah, but
then they still have, like, mash-up diseases and things, which are just a result of being bred like that.
Mm.
So it's a bit mean. It's isn't it?
Like when they cut off the tails of the Dobermans as well, so that they become like
attack dogs.
But you know what that is, so that they can't go backwards, basically. So they can just go forward and attack.
What? They can't go backwards
when they cut off their tails. Yeah.
It's just so they can go, to the mic for me.
Yeah,
that's weird, man.
Yeah, just so they cut off their tails so that they can just attack, basically.
See, that makes me want to cry. Don't
what, so no, when the dog has got its, so you're saying when the dog has got its tail, it can't. When it's got its tail, it can go backwards.
It can't. It uses that as its like kind of balancing thing.
Yeah,
basically.
That's why the that's, animals I believe tail that's the case. For balance. Yeah,
because
like,
they do it
tails.
With Rottweilers as well. Apparently.
Wow. So them dogs can't go backwards.
No, not when they don't have that.
When they don't have the tail, they can't go back.
And then they're proper like guard dogs.
Dog. Yeah, I got a little phobia. So what I do, I just run behind the dog and run backwards. I try to work out how I get out.
And that was the sounds of our next guest in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, how you doing? You all right?
Shibe, thank you, Andre.
Sarah's
going to keep
doing
that, Shibe. So
that's all right.
It's
fine.
I am paying attention. Cool.
So we got you got you guys in because of this special film that's coming out. You've been filming it for a while, right?
Yeah,
we've been working five and a half years.
It's called A Way of Life.
Yeah,
and of course it's about, you know, you wouldn't be up here if it wasn't about the way of life that we know about.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
right. Yeah, that's right.
Which is hip hop in general.
Correct.
So how did this idea come about?
Basically, just we was in Splash in Germany, a hip hop festival, and one night we was in this big tent. There was loads of Germans who were listening to like American like hip hop.
Yeah. Ooh, this is American.
Maybe some UK hip hop in there as well. Yeah. And it was all cool. But then as soon as like the German hip hop come on, they just went mad.
Yeah.
No, but we were just like a bit taken back by that.
Serious.
Yeah.
And then also there was another strange thing they were doing where they were basically everyone had to like face the stage, which was really bizarre because we couldn't make out why everyone had to face the stage. But then I asked some friends, German friends, and they says because it's kind of like supposedly an insult to turn your back to the DJ. So everyone, I know, but it's
so it was that obvious because you know usually it feels like everyone's facing that way anyway.
No, but it's like it was a big tent at a festival, so anyone could just move around basically. But everyone was just facing the stage, and it wasn't like an artist or anything like that. It was just a DJ was playing, so everyone could have just moved around.
What do you mean, just a DJ?
Oh, sorry, my bad.
DJ is queen.
Yeah, that's
I think
right.
You meant like no, it wasn't a DJ.
In
the
actually, MC. It was the most amazing DJ. That was what it was. Yeah, that's why they had to face the stage.
Yes.
I thought you meant like just
part
not
of the
cool.
evening was happening.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we were there, and then me and Shibe got talking and thinking, wow, I wonder what it's like in other countries, you know? I wonder how hip hop has spread its wings and what is all the different flavors in different countries. Because, go on.
Yeah, because, like, you know, from the UK, you know, you guys, yourself, Skinny Man, and the rest of the guys, you know, they're like heroes in this country in terms of UK hip hop. So we
you're wondering what other skinnies
in other countries. So that's
German skinnies.
Innovators.
Exactly. And we discovered so many different artists that are like that have that like pioneers in their own countries that have elevated the hip hop in there and
in the culture
in
there.
It must have been really
strange as well, like, because I guess like in Germany the thing that probably stood out was the fact that you didn't know this music. You didn't know this I speak German now.
Yeah.
You didn't know this music. And so when you saw everyone going crazy, you're just like, oh shit, this must be what they're into.
Yeah,
here.
But exactly. But the thing like, is, the beats were dope, man. It was just
but German
like,
hip hop is amazing, isn't it? Really good. And Polish hip hop as well. That's amazing. And French.
I think there's a lot of, like, even, you know, there's people in Australia now that I put on out there going, ah, yeah, it's all right. It's, you know, whatever Australian hip hop. I'm like, this is sick. Like, these guys are rhyming on these beats and blah, blah, blah. And now they're like heavy in the Australian hip hop industry, you know, whatever. But I think it takes for you to, something to click where you're like, okay, I get it now. Yeah. And then, you know, it starts taking off. So I think everywhere, like Portugal, the same thing. I've worked with Portuguese artists where I'm like, oh, this is how they do it here kind of thing.
But this is what I find remarkable about hip hop is, you know, for, go any country in the world and there's a hip hop community, there's a hip hop scene, like obviously varying sizes and things. But it's, you know, it's just incredible how it's a genre that has been able to be like taken on and interpreted.
It's like weed. If you go anywhere, you can get weed somewhere.
Right now, we're just kind of like talking about the rap element of it. But like when we was going around, you saw the graph as well, and you saw the break dancing, and you saw all the other elements of it. Like, some of the graffiti, like I was saying this to my cousin as well the other day, but some of the graffiti I saw in Paris was just like,
Paris is on
point. I just couldn't believe it. It was so good. They'd taken it to a whole new level, basically.
But it kind of upsets me because I feel as though we're sort of slacking on the graphing front in the UK kind of thing. Like when
there's
go to other
good,
countries.
But
when you go to like
go
Paris.
Go to Paris, to District 93, and see some of those things like that they got in the little industrial.
But you're talking about somewhere they're allowed to do it.
No,
in that district, isn't that place where they're...
No, they're
not allowed to do
anyway
it.
No,
it's all under, like, kind of, you know, motorways or by the side of canals and all that. They're not allowed to do it.
But I thought there was a certain area where they could go and they could graft there, no? I'm not sure
if they can do that in Paris. I know there's, like, in Malaysia there is. In Malaysia. Kuala Lumpur, they have, like world competitions.
World.
Yeah. But I don't think that area was, but that... Okay. Graffiti was amazing.
Where else did you visit, like in your
country?
Research for the documentary?
Malaysia, Cambodia. That was definitely a high
did
point.
You go Tiny Toons?
We interviewed them.
Do you know about them?
I've worked with Tiny Toons a few times. Brilliant. Yeah.
KK,
I've been
met KK and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
An inspiring person, huh?
Very, man. Very. Yeah. His story is just like, it's a whole... I mean, so are these the sort of stories you're telling
in this film? Yeah.
You're speaking to like the skinny mans of Malaysia.
There you go.
Then finding out how they found out about hip hop and how they brought it to, you know, made it more of a culture within that country sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, it seems like there's a common theme, and that is that in most countries, they start off with the American kind of like template. And then as they go along, for it to become popular, they kind of like start rapping in their own languages and discovering their own styles within graffiti, within breakdancing, like Funky with his style, with the whole kind of Kima kind of style and the graffiti and that. It's kind of like, it starts off with the American template and then it just grows into their own thing basically after a while.
Because that's always fascinated me as well, going to Asia, like how rich the breaking scene is, like right across Asia, from Japan through to Southeast Asia, it's insane. Like, and I've never really fully, I mean, they have a rich dance history anyway kind of thing, so maybe that's why it's something which is just, you know, super strong. When you see Asia, so you must have seen some serious breaking.
Yeah, I
action.
Went to in when I was in Malaysia, I went to the Red Bull, one of the legs in the World Championships. It was unbelievable. Mm. Yeah, really, really good. There's lots of good breakdancers. There's good breakdancers here as well. I mean, to say the guys out in Croydon area, they were really good. The youngins there as well.
Is it Fort? Not Fort Two. What's their names?
No, Dance Wars.
That's it. Dance Wars. That's
Dance
right,
Wars.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, when is the film coming out?
Yeah, when can people see this?
22nd of March.
Oh, I see.
At the Ritzy in Brixton.
Wonderful.
Ah, it's a screening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're the host.
But other than that, how are people able to see this film then if they can't make it down on the 22nd?
We'll know better after the screening.
Okay, so let's talk about the screening then. What's going to be happening there? Because people need to get down there really if they, you know, and talk about this thing after in terms of finding out where it's going to, you know, then we know how it's going to come out. So what I'm saying is, the more people that get down to the screening and watch this, we do the Q&A, which I'll be hosting by the way.
So as one of the little highlights is you're hosting, basically.
My forehead on stage.
Right, that's a big highlight.
Definitely.
You're damn right.
Light up the whole room.
Yeah, obviously we're going to have a Q&A panel with, well, me and Shibe, and then
Rodney P,
Big Nasty and Skinny Man. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to ask them questions. And then after that, there's going to be an after party at Market House with a couple of DJ4,
and a couple of other DJs as well.
Might have to get on the mic there.
And so is the film, is it like you doing interviews with people? Is it something where you're telling the story to camera? Like, how have you framed it?
We kind of like, our voices aren't there, so basically it's just them answering, but obviously we've written all the questions, scripted. There's a narration there as well, which we've written.
Kind of guides,
so kind of guides it and creates the chapters and things like that. But we are not really in front of the camera at any
only
point.
At the end, there's a little sequence of us that you see bits of us, and they're like highlights of the film.
And we got the we interviewed each other in when we were seeing Cambodia. At Siem Reap, Angkor Wat. So we got.
So
that
basically,
as well
before the film starts, we'll do a show like a 7-minute promo as of us speaking about how we made the film and how it came together, and then afterwards we show the film.
So people should know as well. Shibe is like an established filmmaker already. He's been. You break down some of the work you've done before.
Well, my first project, main project, even before that, actually, I was part of a group that won the. The Best Newcomer Award at the Portobello Film Festival for a film called Our Fate. And then after that, made a feature-length documentary called Makers Our Story about the independent film industry in the UK, which featured people like Nick Nevin, who made Hooligan's Factory.
Wow.
Sally El Hussani, who made My Brother the Devil. And a few, you know, establishing, you know.
You've done a lot of music videos as well.
Yeah, done music videos for.
And some work for the Beeb and things.
Yeah.
Don't think about Chicken's Lip, baby. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to get into that right now. Though, you know?
But how many different territories have you covered in the film then?
Continents, I think they're all covered.
All the
continents.
No, I mean
like countries. Like how many different, so you mentioned Paris there, you mentioned Cambodia. Yeah, like how many parts of the world are we reaching in this film?
25 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, Norway as well, Switzerland,
Poland. Warsaw, rather.
Well, it's Poland.
New York, touch on New York a bit.
Yeah, Brazil. Yeah. Obviously, Australia.
Yeah, Reggie Rockstone. I saw Reggie Rockstone.
Yeah,
so you went to Ghana.
Yes, I did, yes.
What, anywhere
so you guys
else
went
in Africa? Yeah. Sorry.
Did you go to South Africa?
No, I'd love to go to, we'd like to go to South Africa.
Yeah, defo.
So the only African country you went was Ghana in the film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at least they went somewhere.
No, that's amazing. Yeah, but that's what's brilliant is there's such a massive hip hop scene in so many African countries.
Well, the guy who's talks about Indian hip hop, he's actually from where does he live again?
Zambia.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. So, and it's quite cool.
Yeah, he filmed his section in Zambia.
See, I was a bit happier now. So, where can people check the trailer?
Oh, well, on our site, www.awayoflifethefilm.com, or you can find us on Instagram as well, so that's at awayoflifethefilm, or Twitter, at awayoflifefilm, without the film, and I can't remember our Facebook at the moment, but anyway, yeah.
I'm sure it's something to do with Away of Life.
Yeah, Away of Life, the film.
Well, you can something hit along up those the lines. Twitter, and we will post all the basics.
So one last thing, what was the most shocking thing for you guys that you learned, you know, throughout this 5.5 years putting the documentary together?
Well, I think for me, the one that really got me is when I was reading in National Geographic about how this woman had used hip hop to raise awareness about landmine victims. Mm. And that's what kind of led us to go to Cambodia. That for me was like, oh wow, that's what hip hop can do. Because everyone kind of looks at it and says, oh yeah, bling bling, blah blah blah, and all those type of things. But at the same time, it when you you'll find that out with the documentary, because it's got a lot of kind of like educational things in it as well, is how much more hip hop means in a lot of countries, basically. And that, for me, was the one, basically.
Mm. So?
Yeah.
For me, I think it's when Omar Offerdun spoke about how they used hip-hop in protests.
Oh, yeah, and the Arab Spring and things like that.
And how they'll
yeah.
be on the mic to galvanise the people every night. And you know,
what country was that?
That was in Syria.
Yeah, and isn't it illegal in Syria? Like, hip-hop is illegal.
They try to, but they still do it, like, underground.
Wow, that's amazing, man. Listen, man, you lot get down there. Where is it? It's on the 22nd. Down at
the Ritzy Cinema.
Ritzy Cinema in Brixton.
Yeah.
Ritzy Cinema in Brixton.
Screen 2.
But guys, congratulations on your great work, because I think this is such an important story to tell, you know, the celebration of, like, the reality of hip-hop, not just the image of hip-hop that's promoted, you know, so you seriously deserve, like, the round of applause.
Thank you, amazing work.
And coming up, we're going to be getting into the open mic very soon. We've still got the gig guide to run you through, as well as more tunes as well on the way. This is Foo Bar Radio.
Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting. Do I give them pain and give them mercy? Decisions, decisions. They say my bars set them free in all the prison divisions. This weaklings, know the foes are likely not on the hills of this. Stand up, nigga, always thinking on his toes. Self-made since 12th grade, that's my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. Like it's raining on a stripper, I was eyeballing. Faces in my lap, fingers up my thigh crawling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten while I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting. Word, he finna spaz me get 8. Not on my watch, it can be 7:30, then 30 minutes past. Science and dollar signs are underneath my D fitted. Saw a light at the end of the tunnel, I lit my tree with it. That's just how I'm blazing, nothing short of amazing. Had a brush with death and all it did was make my wave spin. Numero uno on the watches made by Hublot. Every time I step it up, y'all quick to stoop down to a new low. Either do more planning or shoot yourself in the foot with the four cannon and hit the floor landing where you're standing. Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while you might pull up on you in the Q50 Infinite and park. You an infant in shark water. Marauder throwing shots against an infinite spark. Inside the boundary of a city, state, and county. Who's down to put a bounty on my head before they crown me? Giving me more reasons to pour Riesling and activate the door keys in the four seasons. Where I'm from, make the news that'll interrupt the program. Some are faced the music, others caught up in the slow jam. It took away the hoop goals to know that I could show you the ropes to strangle you with them if you looking for some loopholes. What's in my bio is hazardous and it's bio. It's matches and gas chambers, a water gun in Ohio, an asteroid in the troposphere, speeding towards a hopeless mere mortal. Others appear normal through my air portal. Yo, I hate up next year, I'm in the McLaren chair. Here and there I see I got angles, y'all don't play fair and square. All I push is mind power, screw zombies. They brainwash while my brain waves are tsunamis. The small beaches on the island with a few palm trees. It's bars for you gun toters who pursue crime sprees. Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting. Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting.
Hey yo, check this out. This DJ Evil T representing Black Moon, Beat Mamas, Beat Mamas Radio, Rock Steady Crew. Yeah, you know, I got a lot of jobs, but right about now, I just want to say, Sarah Love and Mize Diggy, come on, man. Y'all representing that true hip hop, man. I wish I could be out there with y'all, but you know, I'm out here working on that stuff, on that new album. Yes, yes. This is Evil D and I'm out. Peace.
And that last cut, El Zion Crisis, Jericho Jackson. Brand new project. It's that cut was called Self Made. It's the first single off of their collabo album. And that is out right now on Jam the Records. So go and check it out. Like I say, just over this last few weeks, a whole bunch of dope albums have come out. But you know, we whittle it down and bring you all that goodness right here on the Hip Hop Show every Monday, 4 p.m. And yeah, people are going crazy for Mice's investigation question. Base Register hit us up and said, you know, Outkast Big Boy has his own dog breeding business. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, so I hope he's not into the animal cruelty.
Who, Big Boy?
Yeah.
If you see the dogs that he's breeding, you'll see what kind of dogs he's into. Then I would never... Like I say, dogs. I got a little phobia for dogs because when I was little, my mum was hanging up the washing. I was about 4 years old, Sarah love. I looked at my mum, screaming. She's like, what's wrong with you? And then when I looked down at my hand, there was a dog. Basically, my hand, half my hand was in the dog's mouth. Yeah, but the weirdest thing, I don't have any scars from it, and wow. I don't remember any blood either. So I don't know whether it's all in my imagination or not, but that's
it's
my phobia for
dogs.
I got chased by a Dulux dog.
A Dulux.
I forgot what you called it. I didn't even know the breed. I'm not, you know what I mean? But I got Dulux. Chased back and forth.
Labrador.
By the, that's not a Labrador, the Dulux
Retriever.
Dog.
Retriever. Yeah, it's
love
come
it,
on.
Love it,
anyway,
love it,
yeah,
love it.
Sorry.
Yeah,
out my
back and forth. I went left, bam, bam, bam. And then I went right, bam, bam, bam. Then I was like, fuck this shit. I was tired. The dog was tired. It was so big. But I didn't realise until I got older. I was like, oh, shit. That's how you run away from a Dulux dog.
That was crazy.
Don't laugh
Putin,
at my phobia for dogs, man.
Vladimir Putin, he had a meeting with Angela Merkel. Before that, she accidentally mentioned to him that she has a phobia of dogs. And so at their next meeting, he intentionally, they had this photo
fucking
op
Russian
and he
wolf.
Bought in, yeah, like this massive attack dog just chilling in the room and you sit just to see how she, like, this is what a sadistic.
Russia has got some fucked up predator, like them dogs out there, because they got some wild pigs and the pigs are like massive, they look like bison.
Wild boar.
But they're pigs that were in captive, but then they let them go. So yeah, they're like, so they just turn into this mad rabid like Hulk.
Like
I dare you to make me into a sausage type. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. Anyway,
what do you mean it's like that in New Zealand? Speaking to the microphone.
I've got family in the Great Barrier Island, and they have they've got loads of wild boar running around there, and they kind of farm them, but they're also kind of pets, and it's an interesting relationship.
And they're like that. I dare you try to turn me into a sausage roll.
But it's crazy in New Zealand because they have no indigenous land mammals. So the only, all the land mammals there were taken by the great old Captain Cook.
That's it.
Love that guy.
And what did he do with them? Cook.
But yeah, we need a badoomsh. Or no, that's when we actually do
our
them.
Survey said.
You know what? Petter needs a. Yeah, I did hear it. Our survey says Petter needs a time machine because a lot of the shit that they're angry about. That's some old school shit.
That's what people are saying about Black Lives Matter, though.
How are you trying to put...
And that's what people are saying about, like, women's... Anything. People are like, oh, get over it.
Nah. I don't know how you could put... Like,
no,
crafts
Petter
and
like,
Black Lives Matter in the same. That's
no,
just, this is all recorded out on the internet now, people. You know what I mean? Sarah
Petter
Love.
Getting sidelined.
Let me just put it out there. That was not me who said that. I know we sound similar in our vocal tones, but that was not me who tried to put Black Lives Matter and crafts in the same jugglings. No. If you don't know what the jugglings means, you don't need to know the jugglings. Let's get into this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open mic time, bitches and bitchettes.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the show, guys.
Who we got in the building? Push that mic up, because Sarah Love gets angry when people don't put their lips on the mic.
What you say?
Your name?
I'm Barker.
Where are you from?
I'm from Downham Market, but no one knows where that is. So I'm from King's Lynn, so not many people know where that is either. So I'm from Norwich.
So wait. Where's the first place you're from?
Downham Market.
Downham Market.
Yeah.
There's a place called
Downham Market.
Oh, Downham. Yeah, because I was like Downham. I was like, which market, bro? I'm like, Road Market, Port Vella Road Market.
Yeah,
come on, man. You got to break that down. So, Downham Market is basically like what?
Middle of nowhere. It's a tiny little town in Norfolk.
Cool.
Yeah.
You get the A10 up there, yeah?
Yeah.
See, I know that.
Got the train today, but.
Yeah, sure.
So, is there a scene there? Like, there's.
Not really in Downham. Or not really in Lynn either. In Lynn, there's a few people sort of making moves, like Tea House Connection or a grime crew from out there. And they saw a series I was putting out the year before. And their producer messaged me and we started making a few tunes. And then just through that, I started meeting more and more people locally. So there's enough people, but there's not really like an event scene. There's not really hip hop nights or anything. So that's when we go up to Norwich to the Owl Sanctuary. Mm. And that's run by, when I first started going, the nights were run by Ricky Licks out of Music Lessons. And then there was Blue Crew and all that sort of thing. So
not an actual Owl Sanctuary.
No, sadly.
Okay. Yeah, I bet it used to be though, innit?
I hope so.
Oh, we have a kind of cross for owls, don't we? And like Birds of Prey. Yeah, where people are like, yeah, my eagle's better than yours.
Have you ever seen a naked owl? You just have a whole different perspective.
I thought there was a punchline coming on. That sounded like a good setup.
Sarah, Google naked owl, like featherless owl.
I'm scared to type in that.
Yeah, yeah, you'll have nightmare. No. You'll be like, oh, shit. Put it back on. Put your clothes back on.
You ever seen a shaved bear?
God, that sounds...
I think possibly. Quite possibly. Give me 5 minutes, Sally. Just going to go toilet quickly. I'll be back. What's a shaved bear look like? Is there anything you can say that it looks like?
Master Splinter.
Splinter?
Yeah, but Splinter got fur on him.
If he didn't.
No, but yeah. Splinter's like mad skinny.
Yeah, no, I don't want to think about a naked Splinter, man. You're ruining my childhood experience now. All right, well, let's think about that one then. A naked bear. Barker, good to speak to you. You ready for the open mic?
Yeah, man.
Wicked, man. Looking forward to hear it, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Who we got over here? Yeah. Who's on the mic there?
Finn McVeigh.
Finn McVeigh, man.
Yeah, man.
Way. Where are you hailing from? You look familiar, man. I don't know.
Yeah. I've seen you in Bath before. And when you were playing a gig in Bath, I saw you there.
Oh,
that was
I thought you meant in the bath. Sarah, look at your screen now. Naked owl, baby. Yeah, that's a naked owl.
No, that can't be right.
Yeah, that you
that's
get that.
That's weird, man.
That's
you
not
trying to
okay.
say you want to get
that's
out weird, in Tennessee man. Chicken? Trust me. Take the head off. Take the legs off. Aww. Look at them wings. That's why I don't fuck with no Tennessee chicken wings or none of them bootleg fried chicken spots wings. They look like
meat.
Naked owl wings. So I ain't
I
fucking with
like
that shit.
I from Earth.
Exactly.
No, yeah, that's what
well,
I'm saying.
When you see the hairless cat, that's like looking at an alien. That's wrong as
yeah,
well.
They look weird.
And pet up, get on it.
Yeah, they do need to because that's just been bred as well. So can I just say I love the pronunciation of Bath.
Bath, yeah.
Yeah. Just need to get that in again.
So try and say Bath as much as you can in your bath.
No, but
mate.
It's like
in
bath.
In your bath.
It's more like a bath. It's not quite bath.
Bath. In between the two.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's beautiful.
So Finn, is that your real name, Finn McVeigh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's
that's
my
wicked,
name.
Man.
Yeah.
I admire people that can use their real name in a, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I used to be called Nonfiction, but then changed it to my real name because, yeah, it's my name, innit?
How long have you been spitting for?
Don't know, like 5 years, about that. Yeah,
wicked.
Man.
And like, have you got any projects out at the moment or are you working on some stuff?
Yeah, I got my first EP out, which is out like quite a few years ago. In the making of my latest project, which is all self-produced, called Think About Freedom. Yeah, it's going to be out in like the next, not sure, man, next few months.
Sick, man.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it, man. You ready for this open mic?
Oh, yeah, man, too ready.
Ah, that's what we like to hear. And who we got over here? XJX.
XJX, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it wrong. Drew,
that's cool, man.
I'm not even dyslexic, but sometimes you just think, okay, there's probably some pronunciation with it. But what I'm looking at is just XJX. Tell me that's about it, that name. Yeah. How did you come up with that?
I read a book actually by Benjamin Zephaniah called Gangster.
Listen, go get him up. He's about to get wet up in here, boy.
And
you shouldn't have mentioned that
name. 10
years,
he's a legend. One of the first poems I learned was I'm in love with a hedgehog by him. Ooh. When I was like 9 years old. Yeah, and there was a hedgehog in my garden. So
is it?
That was it, man.
That hedgehog was safe from then on.
Don't you think it's...
Fed well, massages.
No, but remember how you used to see hedgehogs all the time. When was the last time you saw a hedgehog?
Good question.
You know, they're an endangered species
really?
In this country. Isn't that sad?
How? Oh, because they get run over. Who the fuck is like?
It's because
it coincides
with Tennessee chickens rising shares, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
No, but it's because their habitat is being destroyed because no one has like hedges and gardens anymore. Everything's being concreted out and these fake lawns, and so they have nowhere to live.
Fucking humans. Get them out of here. Serious. So because of that, hedgehogs are like, bro, bruv, I ain't got nowhere to go. I ain't got nothing to eat.
I ain't got nowhere to lay these, wow, these little hedgehog
eggs.
Yeah. Do they have prickly eggs? Do they have eggs?
I don't know, man, but they may not be eggs because them shits will be coming out. You know, you hear that. You know, you hear foxes when foxes are fucking, oh, it sounds like a little baby. Shut the fuck up. It sounds like a baby murder. Screaming or something. People being murdered. Man. Like, that's a fox. It's like, what the hell? How do you enjoy that shit?
I know.
Let me hit him from the back. Okay. Fuck that. All right, you ready for the open mic, XJX?
Yeah, man.
Barker, you ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, Finn McVeigh.
Yeah, man.
Who we got on the beat this week?
Zygo, Estrange You is on the beat.
Ooh, that's some celebrity gossip right there. Is that what you call it? I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Someone famous on the beat.
Uh-huh. Stay nice and close to the mic for me, guys.
Yeah.
Feelings, but dark evenings got me screaming like I'm past meaning. Glass scene about to break, hole up in the ozone. But fuck the whole scene, I get the know. Yo, I flow loads with broad lyrics. You've just forced image, you better forfeit in school when I talk with it. So, this is how you got what you got. Licking ass, pretending that you're someone that you're not. Like what? Like stop, I don't understand the meaning. Underhand grieving with a couple grand to please him. Now I'm fucked up beyond all my recognition. Finn McVeigh on the FUBAR, get set to listen.
Woo! Jeez.
Yeah,
Barker,
I wear my heart on my sleeve, that's why my shirt's black. Swigging back seven sweet sins till my brain's cracked. Blood is written on the wall, same blood my veins lack. Boot it out your atmosphere and send the world straight back. Reading ancient scriptures, I'm just looking at the pictures though. Reading through your script, it's like the camera desolation, bro. Up in your prescription, better pray the slaves to take control. Woolly eyes are pigmentsy, believe your teeth are paid with gold. Clung to the sky, yeah. Birds are dead feathers. Then flick through ritual pictures of ripped innards. The engine master blasters on all of the gods' killers. While we're scrolling through the mountaintops looking for dark wizards. I beg your pardon, mate, I love your guts for garters. Watch the underpass of martyrs, crucify the flabbergast. The father screaming, hang the bastard. Call the lynchman and the undertaker. This is real talk, Sinisa, me, I do not mean the wrestler. You can coop the truth together, slit your wrists and sin forever. Watch the lesser jester while he's burning down to heaven's cellar. Courts in order, all aboard your former torture. Bleeding blood to holy water. Bars that twist the morphia door to spits equipped to get it rawer. Sever heads of angels and I piss in it to make you cry. Bleed the fifth and burning cities, better no one flying right. Slaughterhouse and singing hymns, get your sins of Finley sliced. Soul over money, fuck the rest, I'll have my name and lights.
Yo, Zygo, holler at this dude, boy.
Yo, it's the big brain rapper sending split flames at ya. The dragon soul crammed, you get left in my canyon. Don't worry about the damsel in distress, she's my madam. No fairy tales, just a scary cell where this rapper dwells. Sent to the dungeon when I conjure spells. You're as good as gone, and I'm as good as God's hell. As magic as your mushroom and your tab of acid blasted rappers getting picked like delicate flowers. I fuck your bubble wrap. What with my fears when I unwrap gifts from the fingertips and share the power, my brother, that's how we exist. So sit for an hour and let this sink in. Or through the kitchen sink at every single kingpin. Every written's instinct in sync. Don't blink when I spit, they think I drink ink. Blue tongue like the giraffe. My neck's long cause my head up in a cloud like gangster. Got your neck spun. Dizzy heights, how fam full of blessings. Testing the rest when we enter the session with mental precision. Deliver that lesson. Battling material rappers with fatter patterns. Sending my ethereal matter. Stop the chatter. This mad hatter finds scattered lines random in atoms. Yo.
Jeez.
Yeah, impossible to fail when you're pushing with progression. Everything you've ever done is wrong, it's just a lesson. Spit the crowds and the killable, add a few syllables. Futuristic thought patterns, think of metaphysical. Tear down reality, find out where the patterns bleed. Think about the meaning of this life and how it's randomly changing. When I watch me struggle to maintain this, but I'm flooded with some colour like I'm painting. This mind over matter, rewrite every chapter. Seek light, every factor is a splatter in your stardust. Deep into the darkness, breathe as I see what my heart is. Vision of a sinner is my answer. Tripping in my TARDIS, a peaceful intention. Rapping to your heart is as evil's deception. Attention, do you catch a glimpse of your reflection? Doubted by the images depicted as perfection. You don't buy respect, you gotta earn it. She loves how I word it. Roll a blimp, then I burn it. Make beats in the night, then I write like a hermit. Now they got me working 9 to 5 cause I turn it.
Yeah, yo.
I'm in bed with my socks off, listening to hip hop, eating MCs, their remains on my dishcloth. Kill a sinner, pull it off, slap with the hand of God. Move too smooth, like a Morgan Freeman monologue. God before my final form, type of guy to turn an open mic to a curtain call. Backstage in a rat race where the gods walk. Black magic funk like I trumped in my lucky draw. Some fight, some die, just to try find a cause. Nature or the nurture that put the word more in morgue. Pause, you're Nemo, I'm Jaws. In the big tank now and shark bait, of course. Don't blow my own trumpet, even though I'm really good at it. Guys want to take a mile when I never gave an inch. Critics and producers ask, hey, what is Bleed the Fifth? Whiskey in my cola with a spliff hanging out my lips. Dragged up, raised on chicken dippers and kickflips. Acting like you're ill, spitting filler while you triple piss. Alter my performance, still leaving without the bitch tit. You can call me Santa, still slaying it on Christmas. See me out chasing the green more than a herbivore. Dance to a choir of angels you never heard before. Lyrical equivalent of ripping off a scab. I'm the type of lad to drop a trap just to hurt you more.
XJX.
I spit raw like skin with a slick. When I draw swords like a king from a myth, yo. Last year's been a bit of a fucker, but lost my lover cause she fucked another fucking bugger, yo. It's unpredictable like West Ham's form. I test man raw, spit for peace and then transform. You want an X-Man war? Jack a man like Jackman with my 10 bent claws. 10-10 wolf when I breathe through the stress. Good, evil in the solar plex. Calm and lethal like the Buddhist monk. It's the hoodest funk from the rudest punk. So be checking them text. Some stun run drums hidden in the chest. Beating all the rest cause my beatings bleed less. Speak less if your breath is worth more. Listening to silence to heal my thoughts. Cool, yo.
Yeah, pass the mic and killing it. Start a line and filling it. Part of life, we're living it. Part aside the sick of shit. Waking in the weekdays. Waiting till the beat plays. Work as the shit pays. Emerging from a fit case. Sun rays up late. Loops on the drum machine. Lo-fi double blend. Love for the rugged beat. Summer breeze sometimes. As the season's changing. Like I wanna be patient, but it's taking ages. Fuck a playlist. I'm all about my own creation. Roads of nation. It's cold, so it's cold. It's taken. No racing, but I'm bigger for the finish line. It's so blatant, but we set aside the inner lies. I got the flavor when I'm playing. Yeah, you know it's live. I set the mics at light on some real vibes. Phone tapping, got the world at my fingertips. Wanna make a change, but I'm scrolling through my differences. What?
Jeez.
We're stepping out the whip like we got a fucking smoke machine. So openly, man, I'll rape you with an aubergine. I've spoken heat. Pick the fluff out your belly button. Right 9-5, can't bite on my breeze. Heavy rep in size 10 and matey, I'm a born winner. Man, your shit's overproduced like fucking school dinners. I'm form sicker. Tell Manson I'm a born villain. I'm the missing link between Bond villains and Godzilla. I'm so sick, I was born still, but I'm still iller. That sleazy wonder, use my hand as a stocking filler. Spaceship scribbler, all hell the sky gods. Third eyes open, I'm a prehistoric lyric killer, plead the fifth, devil kids. Whiz kids and little shits, keep the jumper pink, but you better know it's 666. You wanting more, so we bring the sting like Roger did. Show me the biggest dude in your crew, and I'll Roger him, no homo. I'll bring it with the flows though. You're the type of bloke to sell blow for a blow, bro. Film it on a GoPro, I know you can't postpone. Ripping through your ozone, I'll ET phones home. Yo, been having bad dreams lately. You're so fine, terrified, my fair lady. Like, is it just me, or has the world gone crazy when I'm stepping on a mic like, fuck you, pay me. Sup lads, man's back. Twat with the hood and caps. Scallywag run a track straight off the fucking map. Sitting back, writing raps, chatting about this and that. Little country boy making other rappers fade to black.
Yo, it's a strange line, gotta understand the game. I learned to get the pay, you gotta work an honest day. Following these oracles that shift into my brain. And I'm smashing all these obstacles that's laying in my way. Mapping out these patterns, yeah, these atoms rearranged. When I'm rapping, I'll be slapping all these whack rappers dazed. For your own good, going right, something brave. I stop the overthinking, now I meditate, mate. I'm swimming with the women and it elevates great. Communicate the rhythm through the prism that I gave. It's a vision I've been gave, fill positions then we raid. Yo, it's skilled musicians in the rain, yo. So watch us hopping on these trains. Following this blast till it swallowed up my brain. I'll be hollering J, JK and McVeigh. Shouts the main vein, we ain't going away, yo.
The sun forms an essence, I long for aggression. I'm trying to learn these lessons, but distracted by deception. That maybe I'm looking at it sideways, trying to walk the right way. Waiters on the back of all these primates. I flick pictures, same difference, but we still find it. The need to travel, I make the beat and battle my thoughts. Maybe one different with that light, you're sucking through the system till the flight launch. Now I'm quite vibes on it both ways. Tapping in my phone case, thinking to myself, whatever happened to my soul, Jay is cancelled. I feel to rearrange my angles. Sandals on the beach, right, holding hands to seaside. Memories never leave, I need to feel potential. Let it be, set the beat, I focus on my central. And fuck the paper, feel the flavour like my Danzac. Max in a backpack, wishing we could run back.
Jeez, man. This is the hip hop radio show right here. The hip hop radio show. This is the hip hop show right here on Fubar Radio. Any of you MCs want to get on, make sure you're good enough like these guys, yeah? Hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com. And the subject's got to say open mic. All you got to do is send a link to one of your tunes, one or two of your tunes. If you're a producer, it's hiphop@fubarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets to that, and we'll get back to you, mother lovers.
Man wanna chat about a Ford or whip, man, I had that since I was 18. Been putting in work since 16, been putting in work in my 16s. Look, I don't do trap and I don't do rope, but I'm still that best damn rapper. You know I run with a fifth of my tea house bros and my knighthood fam chilling in the dojo like, whoa. Then man, I get shook, peep my grind, then man, I get shook on an open mic. Then man, I get shook on a headline show, then man, I get shook like, nah. Now you can't do that, touch my mic, now you can't do that. We have blacked out tint and you blacked out rims, my blacked out trainers bump that shit like, whoop, ah. Boss don't know I'm a smoker, I'm on a Batman tip, you joker. Spit so nang and I dress so fresh, I'll grab your missus and soaker. Cause I'm taking a big, heard your sound, you're taking a piss. I'm taking a shit on his waist, man, pricks when he's down there, shook straight blaze. And sing like, how did he do that? Man, I come through fresh with a crown, no hat. No, I don't care how you reckon it would have written. I'm a fiddle would have written and I send it back. See, I beat beats like a damn abusive partner. Fuck your house, fuck your car, carnage that I'm after. Twisted fire starter, turn shit darker. Play my tunes backwards, hear the devil's laughter. Never sleep on a track, bangs back to back. Got quantity and quantity, a mad rap. See, I'm PH rap, but a poorly chat. These raps gonna handle all my mass attacks. See, we're just chest boxing with liquid swords. With the force of four juggernauts, of course. Twisting them off to a horde of orcs. Born forward, I cause to be fighting for. God damn, oh man, on man. And I got bare love from the fan to the gang. Got sectioned in your harvest, man, but I guess it didn't take the advice I had. Thank you.
Advice I had,
jeez. XJX, what you saying, bro? Like,
no inhibition, wisdom, decision. My vision's a kingdom of venomous love. Brother is tough, connecting with soul. Continue progression, respecting the old. Younger forgetting the weapons are messing the press. And adjusting, invest in the session, come message your lesson. Invest in the session, kinda. I'll breathe through it. I'll grit teeth, stay rooted. They try to down us in the sewage. Now we swim through it, too fluid. Wounded, but still rooted. And still rooted to the music like the peace human. I stay strong when the world's gone wrong, yeah. So bring it on, I play so. Soul in my song, putting colours in the figures ever since I was a tiddler like crayons. Pray on the beat like a mantis, focus like the iris. Pisces deep as Atlantis, the Tai Chi chill with the practice. Fly like a pilot, reaching the island. Navigate thunder, I see horizon. Stunned by the black cloud, but I stand proud. No demeanour to back down, leading the pack now. Guevara, round tables like Arthur. And man, we talk for the cause of Thor. At war with the laws like stalk the poor. Draw sword from a stone. If a bad habit grow, give it up like methadone, not wasting. Tight like the metronome, pacing, racing, in the car blazing. Stars look far, but I'm still gazing. I plastered the scar, but the wound's still aching. Wound's still aching. Yo, what? Yo, look. Yo, I'm pinning down the scriptures of a lost soul. Unfold part of this world till the sun's cold. Breakthrough, trying to take you once up next journey. Regrets burn me, sipping, but I'm still thirsty. Looking deep, flipping sheets for subunity. Nothing stays the same, but nothing seems new to me. Who you be? Nothing but a figment of imagination. Facts are blatant, tripping till the tracks are blazing. Where you're taken from this planet till it runs dry. Untied, trying to make the most from this one life. This black hole's in the center of my vision. Elegant, you tripping on this medicine that living. Like, who's lighting that candle when you died in heaven? No possessions, prison of your inner question. Life's dependent, I'm lost in this hypnosis. So dependent, I'll venture on flip roaches. Cats be writing bars in the darkness. I'm lost in the stars where the heart is. Gaze at the galaxy, find yourself. Remedy my energy is in line like Orion's belt. Y'all cats be writing bars in the darkness. I'm lost in the stars where the heart is. Gaze at the galaxy, find yourself. Remedy my energy is aligned like Orion's belt.
George A. Romero with the bars under floorboards. Remake rappers getting played in a blood sport. I'm that raw, sleepovers in a damn moor. Get inside your head like the dead by dawn. Broad knife play, turning rappers into coleslaw. Wanna talk power, I'm a god, you're a slumlord. I stand tall, splitting wigs with a damn sword. Survive till sunrise to see how your mind talks. Out to any rapper like raw blood, I'll murk you, I'll burn you. I'll put you in a dress and hurt you. prove I got a screw loose. I'll rip through two crews, riding a moose, wearing a noose, shouting who's who. So who's you? Some crew with a new tune. Wanna change the game? Cause you say you got a new view. So poor you, your record's already broken. Hang up the mic, buy some tights and a choker. You're hopeless. Remove the bone from the cartilage. Beefcake game weight like Eric Cartman did. I strike hieroglyphs, writers can't decipher this. I switch personas on a mic, these kids think I'm ciphering. Ah, you're in the presence of God, kid. Writing on the wall with pig's blood from a crucifix. 666, kill a bitch, you know what the dilly is. Dilly's getting busy with some fizzy in the bloody spliff. So keep a pen and pad inside of your pocket permanently. It's the whippersnapper, the sending rappers to purgatory. It's the scallywacker that's causing the damage, certainly. And yeah, I'm fire trained, but I'm bringing the burn a third degree. Cause there's murder in the streets, puppeteers mixing chemicals in everything we breathe. Rise of the machines, red rum in your tea. Close your eyes, say a prayer, sing a hymn and go sleep.
I got the power and kindness to devour your blindness. When I close in my eyelid, no, I open my iris. This manner is an equinox balancer, rising like the sun and overcoming every challenger. Surprising them at moonlight, we too tight like leather. Riding like a cruiser, you too light like feather. But I ain't talking fist to jaw, this a raw sport where we score on a rhythm talk. Rhyme better to reach divine pleasure. I seek the fine treasure in life like nice weather. Investing my best, blessed questions and testing these Hestons. We be best in this sentence, done.
Yeah. Shout out to the MCs in the building, boy. Barker.
Hi, Stiggy and Sarah Love. Big up.
XJX.
Big up to you, man, for having us. Thank you.
Zygo, you need to holler at these lot, because they all sounded like, you know what I mean?
That was like,
they can fuck
with
your shit. So, but that was beautiful, man. Wait, really appreciate you lot coming through and doing that, man.
Yeah, big up. Thank you so much for having us, man.
Aw, it's lovely having you here.
Shout out to you guys. This show is massive. Like, you are smashing it. Thanks for the opportunity and everything. Real talk.
Honestly, man. Thank you for having us, for real.
So listen, how can we get hold of you lot, man? Let the listeners, because there's going to be a bunch of people talking about this all over the videos and all that. How can they get hold of you if any producers want to link up with MCs?
For me, find me on Facebook as Barker, Instagram, King Barker the Fifth, the same on Twitter. And then the YouTube is Plead the Fifth Gang, because that's the family I run with. And oh, I just joined Brap and I'm Barker on that as well.
Okay, wicked.
And for me, it's Finn McVeigh on everything. FINNMCVEIGH. Tough crew.
That's handy, man. Like, you just carry your passport. People are like, right, what's your rap name? Bam.
Killer.
XJX.
Yeah, Taff Crew, part of the Taff Crew. Mm-hmm. XJX on Facebook, YouTube. Also roll with my guy, India Man, who makes kind of Bhangra hip-hop beats as well.
Yeah, tell him to send some stuff for the album.
I will do, man. I will do. And also my guy, shout out Teo White. I'm working on him.
Oh, you work with Teo?
Yeah, he's my guy. We've got a thing called Alien Jakes. And we're dropping that in probably like 2-3 weeks. It's going to be an LP, so stay tuned for that.
What does TAF mean? TAF? Because I see
think about freedom.
Think about freedom. Nice.
Yeah,
that's
nice. Zen-like.
It all stemmed from a graffiti crew.
And some ayahuasca.
Just
the
vein.
Yeah. Oh, there's no DMT involved. No DMT was involved in that.
Who knows, man?
Yeah. We can neither confirm nor deny the rumors.
Yo, thanks for coming through, man. Yeah, that's the open mic right there, mother lovers.
Yeah, that was a really nice session.
The hip hop show, bitches and bitches.
Shouts out to everyone locked into the show. Dan B, Skylar, Eva, locked into the show. Agent Abstract as well. Thank you, guys. That was lots of fun. Yeah, give me a pound. Give me a pound.
Shout out to some of these mother lovers answered me, you know, regarding my important question of the week, which was, what other animals do you think we need to celebrate like crust do with dogs? And this one really did touch. This one really did touch my heart. Shout out to Mark Lee Simmons. He says, duck-billed platypus. Imagine the duck-billed platypus. Close your eyes, listeners. Imagine the duck-billed platypus. You know, prancing like the little papillon dog on his toes.
How would you train that creature?
The tail up and the duck bill up.
Proud.
And it's just prancing.
Proud.
Smooth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sound like the dude. I'll tell you one other thing, the reason why you should watch Crufts. It's the only time you can see like old white men talking about, look at this bitch. She's doing it. Oh, that shit cracks me up, man. I just get blazed in the weather. I just waiting for the guy to say, this bitch here. Yeah. It's straight away. This bitch looks perfect. She's like, oh man, this guy's killing me.
in the daytime and everything.
Yeah, boy.
But yeah, remember shows to get to today. Tonight, Monday the 12th, it's all about heading down to the Thai album launch. He's got a brand new album, Work of Heart. It's out now. Mm-hmm. Head down to Archspace because there's going to be a really cool party happening. Our gig guide info is going to be on the website as well. This week right. you've got DaFly Hooligan performing, Living Proof are doing a special R&B party, Farsider in town as well because it's the 25th anniversary of Bizarre Ride 2. They're going to be performing at Brixton Jam.
Thursday, we're going to be down at Camden for Iron Bars' thing.
Oh, yeah. Thursday, Iron Bars.
Where is it? It's at Camden...
It's on the website if you go to foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop because all of our gig guide info is there every week.
Tim Westwood.
I wonder what he's playing these days.
We'll see you in the front row, DJ Sarah Love, wondering what he's playing.
Maybe you know, yeah, our survey said. Yes, if you've got a jam you'd like hip-hop. Us to shout out, email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. All the details are there. All of the links for everyone who's been on the show today is also there too. Thank you to Rock Marciano talking to us earlier today about the new album. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Andre and Scheib. Thank you. And telling us all about their documentary, A Way of Life. Definitely looking forward to checking that out. And thank you to you, the listeners, because this show really is about you guys. And me and Mice are going to be back next Monday. Same time, same
place. Same bitches.
and same yes, get in touch. We love you guys. Have a wonderful
Google
week.
Google that bald owl, bruv. If you want to know about life, Google the bald owl and just remember where you heard about it first.
And that much love to Lissy.
Lissy. Come and say goodbye on
Lissy,
the mic,
quick.
Man.
No, quick.
Come put your lips on the mic, Missy.
Let everyone hear Lissy's voice.
Yeah, say goodbye to the listeners.
Listen!
Bye, everyone! Bye!
Tell them how much you enjoyed working with us and stuff.
I loved working with Sarah and Mice.
Yeah?
What and else? All the wonderful MCs
all
you've
the
met.
Wonderful MCs.
And the wonderful hip-hop people that
Voice
you've dealt with.
Voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, too.
It's been an absolute joy having you as part of the hip-hop family. Do you feel like you are edging towards becoming a hip-hop head now?
She is a hip-hop head, man.
She's like,
Lissy knows her hip-hop. She knows going on.
She knows about hip-hop timing and everything.
About bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got bars.
She knew the answer to that question. No, thank you, Lissy. You've been wonderful.
You guys, I'm going to miss you.
We're going to miss you so much. Definitely giving Lissy a round of applause.
This is a real one, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to miss you, Liz.
Yes, but, you know, I was going to play some Lee Scott and Jazz too, but I think Lissy's going, we need to end.
You need this.
We do.
Because, you know, sometimes it's hard to say goodbye.
Yeah.
But this is the only way we know how.
Yes.
An emotional backdrop like this. Yes. And especially when the strings come in. Yeah. And
It's beautiful.
A really emotional moment. I'm not gonna cry or nothing like that. I just have a spasm.
In your
no, I've got stomach spasms.
Yeah. It's the hay fever.
Oh, boy.
Love you, Lissy. See you next Monday, everybody. 4 p.m. Hip hop is on again.